welcome to Tracy and Friends, and God help us.
You bring up about Diva. Diva's too young for me. I'm old enough. I should be thinking of her more as a father and daughter relationship, because it touched my heart when she told me she was sick. And I'm
me too.
All of us.
It really did touch me. I'm just more like going to think as Diva. I mean, I know she probably is a very attractive young woman. And if I was a much younger man and I had certain things going for myself,
you never heard of those.
I probably would like to be in a relationship with Diva. Although we could be unevenly yoked, because we don't think on the same religious terms. Anyway, I had to go, Jeff. That's all I have to say.
Where are you going,
Steve?
Steve.
Well, I want my girl Diva to get online because I know she has something to say. Take care. Bye-bye.
Steve.
Keep on listening, Steve. You never know.
Why is this thing not playing for me now? This is making me mad.
Hey, you know what? I think it's all those extra government workers. They have nothing to do but to sabotage the show now.
Well, no. They can't run the internet without the government.
Did they say that?
Listen, I got people calling me saying certain things about, the shutdown and how serious this is. I said, we had one 17 years ago. And I said, we didn't fall apart 17 years ago, so why do you think it's going to happen now? Because people can't agree.
Hmm.
And they can't answer the question.
Wow. Hey, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, the country wasn't running well with the government, so why don't we try it without for a while? I mean, if it's not...
Good idea.
Yeah.
There we go.
You got it working now?
Steve, listen to this, buddy. Diva, this is what Steve wants to say to you.
Boy, you're putting a lot of words in his mouth there, Jeff.
He can't get them out quick enough, man.
That's true. But he knows what he's saying.
What he's saying, and he believes what he's saying. But
yeah.
Diva, you hear this?
Diva's ignoring us. That's
Diva,
okay.
Diva, the man is crying his eyes out. You hear me? 724, you're in the air.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, Larry?
I'm enjoying the global warming out here.
Oh, yeah.
You need a jacket today, don't you?
It got winter. It got winter all of a sudden.
Huh.
Yes, it did.
724,
that's
a Pittsburgh Pirate area, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm in Pittsburgh.
All right. Go
I'm
Pirate.
As far away from downtown as possible today.
Oh, I know that's right. I was over in Homewood, the borough of Homewood yesterday, and, man, them folks was excited.
Where many of the Tuskegee Airmen came from?
No, not Homewood in Pittsburgh.
Oh.
The borough of Homewood,
right
outside of Beaver Falls.
Homewood Grays.
Oh.
They had a great Negro League team there called the Homewood Grays.
Yeah.
I got to play on the very field they played on, and I was honored to play there because not only did Josh Gibson play there, but almost all of my baseball heroes play there.
I had to get that in.
Why?
Because Steve is crying his heart out from the side.
Well, I've been crying my heart out if the Pirates lose today.
Yeah, but you won't be telling them they got pretty brown eyes.
If they get that win, I'll tell them anything they want me to tell them.
All right, go ahead, Larry.
To answer your question about the baseball playoff there, when they expanded it, The two wild card teams that got in played a one game series, which was the Pirates and the Reds. The Pirates won. The second series here is a five game series. That's why it's key to win today, so they don't have to get in a plane and head out to St. Louis for the game five.
Now, what's the next series now?
It is a seven, just like the World Series.
Oh wow! See, I think that's too much to go seven and then go another seven.
They expanded that one team, that one game playoff was,
uh-huh,
was nice, and a five. But, for the Pirates, if they had taken care of business, they wouldn't have had to play that one game series.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Go ahead. Finish that up. South, you're live when you want to.
The other one there, it seems like, Jeff, I've been on your wall a lot, and I get it a lot on my wall, is even though in the face of the disaster that is the Affordable Care Act, or now they, you know, before it was the Obamacare, now it's the Affordable Care Act, they keep floating different things. In the face of the disaster that it is, everything that we beat it up on leading up to it has turned true. You have people running headstrong towards socialism when it's failing miserably everywhere. There was a big article about in Venezuela there. They're broke.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, that's the whole problem with socialism is eventually you run out of everybody else's money and there's no money.
That's right.
Then you have,
that's right.
You have rapid inflation. They can't even get just daily essentials. The government come in and seize the toilet paper factory because the people don't have toilet paper.
Ain't
like,
that something?
Like the government's going to do it better. But that's true, Jeff. You don't
I know.
The New York Times and the Washington Post, but go look it up. They seized
the
toilet
paper.
Toilet paper
because, yeah, it's because the government talks too much, you know what. SH special
Yeah.
And then I didn't realize this. Venezuela is sitting on more oil reserves than anywhere else in the world.
All except us.
All except us and Russia.
Yeah.
I mean, they got it there, but they took the government took it over. What was it? Chavez took it over, and you see how it's run. So we're going to turn our health care system over to a system, because that's what it is, socialism. That doesn't work.
Right. No. And, you know, this is why we got, hey, listen, they can shut down the government for 2, 3, 4 years. As long as they don't fund this Obamacare, America will be all right.
It would be good for them to shut down for the next 3 years.
It's
not even a full shutdown. It's a partial shutdown. 86% of the government is still working.
That's 86% too much for me.
I agree. I concur, but, you know,
let me put this into sports terms. You know, our government is just about as efficient as the Pittsburgh Steelers have been this year.
Oh, ouch.
Okay.
Hey, he's a Steeler fan now.
So I know this closely, and I'm also a fan of government, small government.
South Carolina, you are open if you want to say something too. You can just jump in.
Well, here's the thing that I'm looking at, guys. Is this? You know, I've listened to the spin over the weekend, and I've heard the Democrats say that this program is the best thing, you know, for everybody and all the rest of it, and like you know. The other gentleman said, you know, it's taking us down a path to socialism. But here's the thing. You can see the arrogance in these folks because every other case is documented. Every other case where socialism, communism has been tried, it has failed. So the only way these guys can either even think about trying to go towards this kind of ideology is to think that everybody else who tried it wasn't as smart as we were. They're not as smart as we are. They didn't implement it correctly. And that's what I believe these guys are arrogant enough to try this and think that it's going to work for them.
There's no doubt about it. You know, Obama is very misogynistic. He is very he's one of
the – not just him, though.
No, but it's his attitude in doing this.
Well, yeah,
and it makes you want to just whatever.
He'll call a foreign terrorist government official, but he'll call our own Congress members, even though they're probably terrorists too, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, he'll bow down to them, but you know, and then tell Putin who has absolutely smacked and kicked his behind here in the past 6 months. I'll be more flexible after election.
I mean, well, they ran out of toilet paper over there in Russia, so Putin's using Obama.
Yeah.
And he's wiping him up with everything.
He is doing that.
He is.
He's wiping up the floor with it.
Making him look like a fool and making the rest of us Americans look like a fool, too.
It makes 50% of those that voted look like fools because that's who voted him in.
I'm not saying the other person would have been any better either. I mean, I'm just one person.
I am.
I'm just one person. I'm just one business owner. And I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I am fed up.
I am. I understand.
I, you know, literally, I can understand why the Tea Party has formed. And the first Tea Party was formed for much less, I feel. Much less of a reason.
Yeah, because it's only what percent tax on tea?
Right. 2-3%. In fact, they were taxing it at all.
Hey guys, here's the yeah. thing with business, okay? What's not being told in the news media is the real cost of healthcare to a business. Okay, and I've said it before, and I'm going to say it. It is costing the company that I work for $65 per employee, okay, for healthcare. That's what they have to send to the exchange, plus an additional 2.5% of the total amount of the entire premium for everybody across the board. Mm-hmm. So they're paying $65. If you've got 100 employees, that's $6,500 off the top. Plus, if the premiums are $100,000, that's another $2,500 off the top that goes directly to the exchanges. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you're being screwed.
Well, not
businesses
just
are being twisted.
Yes. We're gonna head for a break soon. But imagine how many businesses are gonna have to close or will be forced to close because of Obamacare.
Well, and many of them have started to right now.
Yes.
And many people we know personally have had the problem. But we're going to talk about this on the other side. Matt and 440, you all hang in there. We'll be right back after these messages.
Go Pirates.
Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. I'm with you. Go Pirates. And we'll see you back. Right.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. A woman is taken to the hospital after her car crashes into a house in Youngstown. It happened at about 5 p.m. Saturday near the intersection of Crandall Avenue and Wirt Street. Her name wasn't released. She was listed in stable condition. Police officers rescued a woman over the weekend after she jumped from the Jacobs Road Bridge into McKelvey Lake. Officials say it was an apparent suicide attempt. The officers went into the lake after her, and EMS crews resuscitated her. She's in stable condition. An elderly woman died Saturday in a house fire in Youngstown. The 77-year-old alerted firefighters to respond to her home on Homewood using her life alert system, but it was too late. The woman's body was found in the front room of her house. The state fire marshal's office is investigating the cause of the fire. And even though schools have been in session for weeks now, the Austintown Local School District opened two schools yesterday. Ribbon-cutting ceremonies were held at Austintown Elementary and Austintown Intermediate School. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
Putting America and our valley back to work. Recognizing local companies and business owners that are generating new ideas and innovative concepts that are helping to lead our valley's workforce in the new economy.
Like ETI Technical College, creating quality programs in demand fields with options that save you time and money.
We offer several different programs, law, business, medicine, web design, accounting, some skilled trades. We give the students an opportunity to focus the curriculum solely around their area of interest, trimming away a lot of the fat, you know, saving them time, saving them money. Two things as you get older, you're going to wish you had more of. It's time and money. And a college like ETI is able to save you both.
Putting America and our valley back to work. To find out how your business can be a part of our program, call 330-783-1000. That's 330-783-1000.
Daring Compressor, proud sponsor of Putting America and Our Valley Back to Work.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Between Rand Paul and Mike Lee and Ted Cruz and Marco and everybody else, we've got a rising group of young conservative stars that I feel very confident are going to solve problems and make the country a better place. And I'm tired of Republicans picking the next person in line.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. News Talk 600.
Why don't we go to the doctor? My uncle called. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He called everyone. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Visit StrokesNoJoke.org, brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the new home for the Sean Hannity Radio Show, News Talk 600 WSOM.
If you love the food and the homemade traditions of the Amish community, then the Valley Marketplace on South Avenue in Boardman is something you need to know about. From fresh-baked breads and pies, fresh fruit and produce, to Amish-made furniture and gifts, The Valley Marketplace on South Avenue in Boardman, right next to the Georgetown. Visit us online at thevalleymarketplace.com. Open Thursday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday, 9 to 8, and Saturday, 8 to 4. Shop early on Saturday till 10 p.m. and take 5% off select foods and items.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
And we're back afternoon with Tracy and friends here. Jeff and Ben in the air chair today. And we're talking to you about whatever's on your mind. Right now we're talking about health care and the health care law and bill, whatever it is. It's now law.
You mean the Obama Don't Care Law?
Obama Don't Care or the Unaffordable Health Care Act.
Or the Unaffordable Uncareable Act.
Uncareable Act, that'll work too.
Yeah, like the social insecurity we have now.
Yeah.
Thanks to our government officials.
WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial. And on iHeartRadio, the same, WSOM 600 AM. And at Tracy and Friends at Blog Talk Radio, and the same at TracyandFriends.com. Anyway, Matt, go ahead, man. You've been waiting a while.
It's fun to play with words, isn't it? Social insecurity. That's a good one. I like that one.
You like that one?
That's fun. That's a good one. I'm gonna be.
You can use it anytime you want.
Hey, you know what? I'll give you accolades for that, Ben, too, when I do use it.
Oh, thank you.
You know, when we start talking about, you know, the who's blaming who in this country when all these things are going on as far as this health care and this government shutdown and what's happening? Jeff, I noticed something this morning on your Facebook page, and I'm not going to mention any names, but a guy who's pretty intelligent put a post on, and it was dealing with it said it had a picture of, I think, John Boehner, and on it it said either defund Obamacare or government shutdown.
Right.
And I'm like, you know what? This is an intelligent person. And if there's liberals listening to me right now, you know that to be untrue up to the government shutdown. You know that that bill lasted 0.06 seconds in the Senate, and there were two bills introduced since that had nothing to do with defunding Obamacare. Now, this is where all of this hatred comes from. This is where all of the lies start. This
oh,
is
yeah.
where all of the,
yeah.
the misinformation and why we're at where we're at. People need to stop.
Yeah, you know that. You know that is what's going on. The left's whole way of doing things, and what's so remarkable is it works down from the top, and even to the people that are unattached to the leadership, say these same stupid things. I mean, and they are stupid. I'm not going to mince that word. I'm going to call you just plain but stupid for using certain terminologies like the Republicans hate. They don't want anybody to have health care and this, that, and other. The Republicans this, that, and other. And it's created an atmosphere of hatred that is untrue.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. But, I mean, let's face it. There's no other way to say this. The liberals have a great disinformation plan that they use to stir up not only racial tensions, but any place else they can get the attention drawn away from them by causing disparity in other areas. They do that, and they do that well. And if they're going to use disinformation on the general populace of America, I would say that'd be something an enemy would do to America, don't you?
Right.
I mean, and they do it well. They do it well, and they're going to do it, and they're going to continue to do it until it bites them in the you-know-what.
Yeah.
So,
What can you say to that? You know, where am I at? Where am I at? Go ahead, 440, you are in the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a statement. You know, Obama's kept the military golf course open, but then he canceled out Amber Alert. Are
yes.
you kidding me?
Canceled Amber.
Right.
Listen,
that is just beyond any way it could be reasonable.
No, it's not reasonable.
Guy?
He's not reasonable. You have to understand this. These are progressives. Progressives do not care. They feign caring, and then they get you in a trap, just like any animal hunts.
And he wants to keep the military closer to him than he does an unknown child. Trust me.
That's why he got rid of all of the conservative generals. Look at
the
list of generals.
We're talking about a golf. We're not talking about the military. We're talking about a damn golf course. That's
mm-hmm. Yeah, you keep the golf course open because he might have to go there. But here's the other thing. It's not just that. He left his wife's spot up. Now, Drudge just took that down, so it might be that they took her site down, the Let's Move site. But we'll see about that. But, you know, this is craziness. But the thing is this is the fault of the lunch hunters that voted that way. And I do call you lunch hunters.
Explain that term.
A lunch hunter is somebody that's always looking for something free.
Oh, a free luncher.
Yeah.
Oh,
free luncher.
Okay.
A lunch hunter.
A lunch hunter.
My dearly departed cousin, Rick Wallace, alias Two Gun Veep, gave me that terminology. Me and he and I were working together one time, and he was talking about a girl who was around one of his friends, and he said, yeah, she ain't nothing but a lunch hunter. And I said, what's a lunch hunter?
So that's a government gold digger.
That's a government gold digger.
That's what
government
a lunch hunter is. A government
yeah.
gold digger. There we go.
There
we go. Okay, that makes sense to me now. Thank you.
And so, but anyway, lunch hunters. And this is their mindset, that the government owes me and they're going to give it to me. Hmm. And the government doesn't owe you. It shouldn't owe you, but it has made itself owe you so that you keep voting for it.
Well, let's make this a little bit more personal.
Mm-hmm.
They're not taking it from the government. They're taking it from you.
Yeah, everybody
from
else.
I.
Absolutely.
From, yes, from our
That's
caller.
Right.
Anybody that has a job, they are taking it from. And guess what? If you tried to do that to me, you know, out on the street, I'd shoot you. So tell
yeah.
me, what's the difference? Why shouldn't I shoot you now?
Let me ask you
Seriously.
Guys a question. I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
I feel you about the, what is it? Government shutdown or whatnot. I think Drudge said they only shut down, 13% of the government, something like 87% still running. But
mm-hmm.
one of the problems I have is that we're not really focusing on what really happened. The real story last week, you know, instead of them pulling that girl out the car and shooting her when they could have tased her, but that's another story. But the whole thing about the QE and how, look, they're saying that look, we're going to keep printing money, and when they stop, our economy is going to fall apart. So we're kind of, you know, we're on a clock. I mean, they're either going to run the national debt up to trillions and trillions of dollars, or and so I'm just kind of confused because it's like they gave us a little ball to kick with this. Look, I understand Obama's a terrible president, but at the same time, we're just kicking this little ball around while the Fed is really doing the real damage.
Exactly, and now look what happened. Look what happened in Germany when they had to repay the loans for the First World War, when they started printing money uncontrollably. What happened?
Well,
does anybody know what happened?
They had a total breakdown of their money system.
And what happened when everybody lost jobs and it took a wheelbarrow of money to go buy a loaf of bread?
You finish it out.
Okay.
Because I don't know exactly
what happened. Everybody was looking for the government lunch.
Oh yeah.
Everybody was looking for a way out.
Mm-hmm.
And here comes nice little Adolf who has all the solutions.
Yep.
Yeah.
Here comes Hitler.
You know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So which Hitler are they going to try to put in power in America, and why? Or is Hitler already our president?
Well, I think the thing I'm saying is that we have to look out because it's only a matter of time. If he stands up and says they're going to stop printing 85 and start printing 75, our economy, I mean, you got nations buying out debt and securities.
As soon as they lose, right, our credit rating is going down. We're going to have a C credit rating by the time this president gets out of the White House.
Well, and not
and
only
I can't
that,
even really
I
blame
mean,
him. I can't really blame
what?
Him.
No, yes, you
I
can.
Blame the Fed.
Yes, you
no,
can
you have to
blame him.
The Fed. The Fed controls the White House, not
it,
the
it,
other
it,
way
it,
around.
No.
Yes,
no.
Yes, 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 yes. I agree with him.
No,
I agree with him in a way, but let me tell you what. The people that are controlling the Fed and President Obama are on the same team right now.
The thing that I'm trying to say is he told you in his book that this is what he wanted to do.
Yes, to America.
He wanted the America, he said, you have to tear it down for you to build it back up like you want it.
And he wanted to build it up like a communist state.
That's what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And the thing is you people, that you voters, please.
Read his book.
Think and read his book again.
He is the Antichrist.
Well, don't
you
say
got,
that like
you
that
got
because
half of the guys out there that can't read, how are they going to do that?
Well,
yeah, you know what? You're right, and they've done that by design also.
But I got a lot of my friends that think like this, and they've been able to create this whole, how should I say, this whole.
Well, you got people out there that defend
atmosphere.
Obama. Right, they defend Obama
without knowing
Diva, without even reading his books.
Diva,
she doesn't have the slightest idea what he is about, and yet she'll defend him.
Yeah, she is the. I think
she does. I think she does know. I think you guys are giving her enough credit. I think she does know. I don't think she really sees a problem with the government controlling lies. She doesn't understand capitalism.
Way,
she thinks socialism is just she'll defend socialism. You tell her to her face. I told her one day. She was like,
she's right there.
I don't see nothing wrong with that. So I think
there is a certain segment of the population that can't help themselves, that cannot take care of themselves, or believe they cannot take care of themselves. And yes,
primarily
you're going to have people out there like Diva, who's very capable, very intelligent. You know, she could start her own business. She can start her own nonprofit.
You guys
but,
talking about
but,
her like she ain't there. She's
well,
right here on the line.
She could be here, and I hope she hears me.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a very capable person, but for whatever the reason is, she wants to give up her self-determination and let the government determine everything for her. That, to me, is just unbelievable, you know, because the government could be good, could be bad, could be indifferent. It could be evil.
Whoa, what's your name again? What's your name?
Ben,
one of the things I have a real issue with is all we have to do is look at the VA. My dad went in there, and they actually had to meet and decide whether or not they were going to actually do anything when he found out he had stage 3 cancer. So, look, Diva's had a situation, heaven forbid, that this QE thing, the economy collapses, and then they start deciding, okay, she said herself there's an 85%, which we hope and pray, and I really mean that she don't get it, but I'm just saying, if something were to happen, heaven forbid, they would have to, you know, it could get to a point where they start deciding, okay, well, this person has a statistical chance, because really you're nothing but a math equation to these doctors. And that's
actually,
just,
you
I don't
know
care
what?
How good
I've
your
already,
insurance is. They'll sit there
I've
and let you
read.
Die and walk out and go play golf and then laugh and joke with their friends. Don't even care about the fact that somebody's mother, father, son, daughter is dead on the operating table. That's how healthcare system. So you have to be mindful that if you're going to put yourself at the government's whim, then understand that they're going to treat you like a math equation. And if and when something happens where you're vulnerable, they can, okay, if they see political expedient, they say, well, you know what? This person's lived their life. Like Obama said, my grandmama didn't need that hip replacement. Who are you to decide? Okay, I'll my mama get it. If she needed anything, I want her to have it.
No, you don't understand. It's under Obamacare. It's already been decided. I'm a diabetic. At age 56, if I need a kidney transplant or whatever transplant I need because of my diabetes, the answer is no, unequivocally. There's no death board that's going to decide it. It's already been decided upon my age.
And you know, that's in the bill. That's in the bill.
That's in the bill.
Where?
Oh, I can't even remember what section it was. But okay.
I mean,
what does this mean? Just paraphrase what it says.
Well, I don't have it in front of me now, but I did a lot of looking into this. What's even more frightening, and I think this is in Section 23 from what I remember, Section 23, if there's a natural disaster, say in Los Angeles, okay, in Los Angeles, that quadrant of the country uses up all its health care to take care of whatever happened in that area, anybody else that
fall sick or ill after that.
If there's no money,
that's it. They're out of time, just like we are.
We'll be right back after
Leave the mic
open. Friends.
Yeah, is there anybody on here that's read the bill? I skimmed through it. I don't have time. It would take me a good some money. Say what?
You have to discern between the bills and the actual law. Because what some people post online is the House bill, which had a lot of egregious, stupid stuff in it. And then you have the Senate bill that had some stupid stuff in it. When it went to conference, all the stupid stuff was taken out and it was passed into law. They keep talking about a bill. Yeah, I could believe that the bill had some stupid stuff in it, but which bill are you talking about? And are you actually talking about the law? But I find it highly ironic that the way you guys talk about the government, you don't see the same side on, you don't see it the same way on the other side, like the private.
Well, the diva, what I'm saying is this. I'm not saying I want anybody in because you should be in control of your own life. You make your own decisions, and that's it, if you're capable. If you're not, then for that small percentage of people that can't take care of them, then that's what I'm talking about. We should have other ways on a state or whatever level. But I'm not saying that I trust the government, even with private industry. I don't want some corporation deciding. I don't trust these corporations going up here because it's all the same. When you start talking about the corporatocracy and it's all intermingled. You got 5 or 6 pharmaceutical reps, companies making the whole decisions for all of us in this whole country. So I don't believe in that either. But let's not just say, okay, well, the government, let's trust the government. I don't trust neither one of them.
You know, they say it's the law, but I've never heard of a law that is only for a certain segment of people. The Muslims don't have to obey this law. The Amish, some of the unions, Congress. You mean to tell me that law is only for a certain segment of society? It's
no,
like
unions,
you're. Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Let me speak. You know, it's the same way. If you speed down the highway, they ticket you, but they don't ticket me. No. That isn't the way. That can't be law. That is against the Constitution. Period. And that's what this guy does. He breaks down the Constitution constantly.
Well, the Amish and Muslims don't believe in health care based on
religion. I don't give a damn. They got the same laws.
Wait a minute. I let you speak. You asked me to let you speak. So
you said, you said Muslims. I don't know about Amish, but you're talking about Muslims don't believe in health care?
No. Muslims don't believe in government-sanctioned healthcare, even through the private industry, they don't. Religious Muslims do not believe in that, neither do the Amish. They take care of their own. I know the Amish, for sure, they take care of their own when it comes to healthcare. They don't even go to hospitals. So it's not like they're the problem with.
So you're saying they don't have hospitals in devout religious countries like Iran and stuff? They don't have hospitals?
So let me pick and choose then. It's
against
my religion.
Because I heard Iran has some sort of world class. They're supposed to be real good at healthcare, but I'm just trying to understand. This is new. I'll look it up. I ain't gonna sit up there and say you're wrong. I just want to hear what you're saying.
How come it's not good? How come it's not good for Congress then? How come it's not good for unions? Is it against their religion?
Hold on.
Well, Diva says they don't have an exemption. Diva thinks they
don't
have an exemption.
They don't. They have an exemption as far as them actually paying for their own private insurance off the exchanges. But they still have to go into the system like everyone else does. Well, actually, if you have a job, you don't have to go into the exchanges. You have a choice. Congress doesn't. So what they say.
Why do they have an exemption for anything, Diva? He should say you're still proving his point. Regardless, what else? Okay, if it's a fraction of it, it's still an exemption.
All of our laws have exemptions.
No, they don't.
All laws. So murder one, you can kill. You can be murder one. You can go ahead and just shoot a guy in the head, and if you press it, you can just go back up. Yeah, all laws, right? You just said all laws.
No, if it was self defense, you get off.
No.
Murder,
you said all
murder,
laws have okay.
No,
all
of our laws have exemptions. Okay, let me.
It's like they just ran that guy over in New York. The guy that ran over. They're not pressing charges on that guy, but they got the bikers in jail, which I'm kind of pissed off about because I'm sitting like, okay, yeah, the bikers were banging on your car. You were scared for your family, but you paralyzed. That guy gonna be paralyzed 15, 20 years from now. He's still gonna be in a wheelchair. because you panicked. And the city council doesn't see anything. That's another Trayvon, if you ask me. Just soon as so now, if anybody gets scared of a black person, you can kill them. And it's cool, and nobody's going to press charges. So, Say what?
Some of our laws have exemptions. You could be afraid. I mean, look,
justice is supposed to be blind. That's not blind justice. That's really not blind. That's making distinctions in between a certain case and another guy. You can't do that. If one guy did something wrong, it's still by default he has to have some sort of penalty. It can't just be, I ran over a guy on purpose now. It wasn't like we got it on camera, and this guy's dead, and the law saying you're just going to the DA. I'm not pressing charges. It shouldn't even be his. He shouldn't even have that sort of exemption to say whether or not he's going to press. He should just have to press charges. I mean, I don't know. I just see.
My dad
went to the VA diva. And I didn't say anything, but my dad went through some stuff, man, with the government, man. That kind of helped me with some issues as far as the poor. And my brother, for example, I got a brother right now. In 2010, Obama changed it. If you make over $30,000 a year, you can't get the VA benefits. They changed it. My brother doesn't qualify, even though he was in the Marines. They changed it in 2010. So he can't get it.
I don't know where you live, but in Cleveland, I've got nothing but the best care. Don't ask. I'm not kidding you either. I mean, they seen something funny with my blood work on just a checkup, and they told me to go in, and I just had this done. They told me to go in like 3 days later, and they checked my liver, my gallbladder, and my spleen. And I'm 62. Now, I'm not saying they're going to do open-heart surgery on me or something, but so far they've treated me really well.
I mean, and if you're in the VA medical system, you probably have to take the initiative yourself and go out. Like, my dad waited till he had some pain in his kidney on my side.
And we're back afternoon with Tracy and friends, Jeff and Ben in the air chair.
No. You're in the air chair. I'm over here. I don't want people to think you're sitting on my lap. That ain't going to happen. I love you, Jeff. That ain't going to happen.
And what's wrong with that?
You're part of the Rainbow Coalition.
The real Rainbow Coalition.
It may seem like I'm picking on our liberal friends, but I understand the liberal mind. I understand liberal thinking, and I can prove it to you.
No, you don't.
Go ahead.
Okay, listen. Because the way things are going on, we now have social insecurity. Well, I'm so worried about my future because of social insecurity that I went to go see a psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, well, listen, you can't work because you're worried about the future. So I went down to the government building there and applied for food stamps and everything else, unemployment, because I can't work now.
Mm-hmm.
See, so I understand how liberals think. See? To a liberal, that made perfect sense. You don't understand that, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Liberals understand
hey,
that.
Jeff.
You know what? I know exactly what you're saying. And
Jeff, I'm going to get off the air. I'm going to let Diva, the Obama apologist,
that people tend to
talk.
Trust their government. They trusted
but
a
Jeff,
guy.
But Jeff, can't you put it in one sentence and say
had a good-looking family,
look.
Spoke intelligently, okay, spoke good English.
No, and, Hitler spoke German.
Well. I'm talking about here.
Oh, okay.
And so anyway, so now we have this situation where we put this guy in control of everything and didn't read his books, didn't read his plan that he's working out before your eyes, and then want to call you, or I'm Uncle Tom and you're a racist because we disagree with being dragged into being a communistic or at least very socialistic, fascist socialistic country.
Well, like I said, the left's propaganda is they spew it perfectly.
Oh,
I got to give credit for that.
They're the best at what they've done.
But, they do have certain advantages. I mean, George Soros and his leftist friends control the media.
They totally control it.
Follow the money line.
If you don't know, George Soros invested in every media, every liberal media outlet in the country.
And this is after he brought down England in 54.
54 with the wrapped on English Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know that history, nor do you care about that history. And you don't realize that that's what your nice-looking, intelligent black president is doing.
That's who he's in bed with. And let's just clear the air here. George Soros is a Jewish national who helped the Nazis in the death camps during World War II. Okay? He was a collaborator.
And that's why I don't understand.
Right. If he killed his own people, what's Obama capable of?
Didn't Prescott Bush have something to do with the Nazis too, though?
I had nothing to say with Tracy and friends. The number here is 1-347-945-5229. And I know a lot of people were working that we had on the line. Matt, you're in there. Alabama, you are in there. And anytime you guys want to say something, just go ahead and chime in. Because, I don't think people are really paying attention to this. Venezuela is going down. Wait a minute. This is the thing. Stix says that Stix is sick today, but he's still working at home. He's doing the radio show from home.
He is?
Yeah, he sent a thing about Mount Rushmore. And what they've done is somehow they blocked Mount Rushmore so you can't see it.
You mean they actually spent money to close the roads?
They spent money.
That's
like they did on the
to close the roads.
The World War II people.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Okay.
This is not my government. I live in the land of the home, the home of the brave and land of the free. Here, I mean, our government is trying to imprison us, to hold us hostage, to hold our national monuments hostage. You know, literally. It's time for the Tea Party to arm themselves.
Don't say that, America. Don't say that.
I will say that. I'm saying it.
Well, I think it's time for us to really reorganize as people and light a fire for the midterms. And I think that if we take the midterms and we take the Senate and keep the House, I believe all this stuff is over.
Well, let me ask you this, though, Jeff. Jeff, let me run something down the line, Jeff. Let me run something right quick before you take off, Beef. All right. This is the thinking of the government. We have a monument, right? We're going to send eight guys that we're probably paying, at least $15, $16 an hour to stand guard. We're going to spend at least a few thousand dollars wrapping the fence up when we could have just simply taken someone, gave them $10 an hour, take one or two security guards, had them stand out there, and still had the place open. And probably fractionally spent way less money to have a place secured. But they'll
spend more
money because of the protocol. See, the government doesn't think because they don't have to worry about money. The normal person would say, that don't make sense. That costs more. Why don't we do this? The government don't care about spending money. They just do it. And I worked in the government. I worked for General Dynamics, and I worked for the state of Alabama. Both situations, I sat there and surfed the Internet for 6 months and got your tax dollars to surf the Internet and read and study on all types of histories. That's what I was doing. This is the government. So I basically worked a year for the government for nothing. It took them 8 months to get me to say, we're trying to get your security clearance. I kept calling, sent all my paperwork in, 8 months. This is the norm for the government. My brother worked out on a base in Maxwell Air Force Base in Montgomery. He worked out there for 8 months before he got his clearance. But it's that cluttered and clogged up. And this is the people. This is the thinking of the government. Hey, butt backwards. Common sense.
Government is a whole lot of different people trying to get their way in a whole lot of different areas. So when you don't have a leader like we don't have right now, you have this mishmash of things going on. How do you go and spend money to close up the World War II memorial when it stays open 24 hours a freaking day?
Without anybody standing guard.
Standing guard.
Jeff, guess what I almost got fired for? I almost got fired because I sent an email to one of the higher ups in general, we were on a contract, and I sent one of the lieutenants, because we were contracted to the government, I sent the lieutenant or major an email saying that how much the server would cost. This was like my first week there. They got that upset because the server came out to be $5,000. They got upset because they were like, no, don't do that. We have a certain way we do it. They went and bought $40,000 worth of servers. It was just two of them. They were $20,000 apiece. I found them online for $2,500, but they didn't want to do it that way. They wanted to go through a set way they do it, and so that's another $35,000. They were
absolutely
really upset about that. So that's $35,000 they just had to spend, and it was upset. So this is the same. I mean, that's why I'm talking about the Fed, because it's like they print money and they get money from the Fed. If they had to answer, the Congress had to answer every time they printed money, it'll be a little bit different. But because we just spend and there's no real checks and balances, and the media is not really talking about it,
that's the problem.
Federal
workers warned of criminal offense if they're caught working. You can't even go and do your job knowing you're not going to get paid for it if you do it. They will take you to jail. This is what's going on. The Wall Street Journal pulled a guy out. This is the headline of Friday.
But if they take him to jail, they'd have to go to a federal prison. They went to a federal prison. The people that took him there would be working, and they're federal agents. They'd have to put themselves in jail,
they're
too.
They're necessary personnel, though. But here's the thing. Listen. They said that the Obama administration, one of the guys was interviewed, one of the spokesmen. He says, we don't care how long the shutdown lasts because we're winning. And that's what made Boehner say Friday, this is not a damn game.
No, it's not.
Okay. And he said, this is not a damn game. You're not winning anything. What are you talking about?
Oh, but Rand Paul was cut on live mic saying the same thing.
Rand Paul is not the freaking president. And he can't do anything. He's not the president.
He doesn't have any power.
He is one vote out of 400 and something. Do you understand that? Listen.
Obviously,
this is the silliness of your side.
Rand Paul is a representative. He's a senator.
I don't care what he is. He's only one vote out of 400 and something other in one branch of government.
He doesn't even get a vote. The president doesn't get a vote, and it was his spokesperson. The president has an ink pen and a thing called executive order.
Do you understand that?
Well, he also has veto power, too.
I'm just saying.
I don't think he understands.
This is the silliness of your side trying to explain themselves when they get caught broad-faced with some foolishness. They spent money. To put a border around the World War II veterans, a memorial.
And God forbid they canceled Amber Alert, Diva.
Answer me this, Diva. Do you think it's a good idea to spend $40,000 on servers when you could have got them for $5,000 through the taxpayers' dollars?
That's why you didn't hear me say anything, because, yes, the government spends too much money on stupid stuff. But for every horror story you guys have about the government, I could say the same thing about the private industry.
But that's their money. They're making that money. That's profit. If they burn their money, they can take it and throw it off a chimney and burn it in their house to keep their house warm.
Absolutely.
That's their money.
It's their money.
The government is using my money, Diva. Don't you understand that?
Not your money anymore. Just like
they're using my tax dollars. They are using personal people's money, not their own.
Are you guys
Diva, do you ever think, Diva?
Let her finish.
No. I'm asking you a question, Diva. I'm not attacking you. Diva, I got a question for you. Okay, so let's say that this QA thing collapses, a dollar, we have trouble, which we all know that's coming, right? I'm sure you agree with that. And let's say they just start saying we got to make some cuts in the government. And heaven forbid something happens where you know your situation arises again. If they say that, hey, statistically, she's already had the surgery, so it's probably not. What if they just say they're going to give you pain medicine because it's cheaper? How would you feel about that? Because that is the government. Now, the government will make those decisions, because he did say his grandmama didn't deserve that hip replacement. So they're going to look at you the same way. And I'm not talking about Obamacare. I'm talking about period. That's how the government does things. Now, so how would you take that?
Private insurance industry would do the same thing. So I would just have to say, well, that's just the lot that's been handed to me. I wouldn't like it, but what else can you do?
We got a breakthrough. Diva just said that they both do the same thing. So why are you pushing for one side and not the other? And knocking the other. You're pushing for one side when they both do the same thing.
See, this is why I say you guys you hear but you don't listen and you misunderstand me. I'm not
for
one or the other. I'm more for a mixed economy. I always said I believe in a strong centralized government, but I also believe in a private industry as well.
They don't work together. Never.
What's a strong centralized government?
Wait a minute. They can't work together, Diva. You know why? Because that strong centralized government will suck the life out of that business to keep itself running.
What's a strong centralized government?
And you
what is that,
Diva? We have examples of this in history. Why did China privatize its industries? And reverse.
Partially.
Yeah.
Because they were getting the circles ran around them. Yeah.
Of course. So they had to reverse their standing when it came to business. They had to give business freedom. And now look at China's economy. Second best in the world next to us?
With 49% of the business being owned by the owner of the business.
And you know why?
What's a strong central government, Diva? Diva, what's a strong central government? What does it look like? Describe that to me. Hello?
I can't tell you.
No, she gone. I know she heard me, she'll answer.
She is not gone.
Oh, no.
Hint, Diva. It's in Obama's book.
Every time I go to answer a question, you guys just run.
You didn't answer. Answer the question. Go ahead.
We waited.
I stepped away from the phone for a second, so I don't know what the question is.
Okay, the question is, once again, what is a strong central government?
Doc, let her ask the question, and after the break, she can answer it.
Okay, what's a strong central government, D? That's what I was saying. What is a strong? She said, I believe in a strong central government. What is strong, namely? Give me a definition of strong, and what does it mean by strong central government? Because those are powerful words.
Very powerful.
Strong central government is communism.
Okay, but hold on. We'll be right back after this message.
Leave the mic open. Go ahead, Diva. You can ask it. Am I talking to myself?
No, you're here, but I'm like, every time I get to talking.
I done asked you about five times.
Well, I
stepped
away from the phone. I stepped into the garage, and I didn't take the phone with me, so I'm sorry I didn't hear you the first four times.
Okay, but you heard it this last time, right?
Yes, but here's the thing. Every time I go to talk, you guys always don't – you never let me finish.
They beat up on you.
Okay, Diva. Go ahead, Diva.
The guys that are talking about – one of the guys is talking about arming himself against the government, but he beats up on a woman on a talk show. How brave is he?
Oh, man, I know that voice anywhere. Go ahead and answer the question, Diva.
This voice is 1,000 times smarter and got more money than any last one of you pieces of shit.
Why is it when a black man, hold on, this is a thing, hold on, Diva. Why is it when a black man get his hands on some nickels, he got to come on and brag and talk and be condescending and talk down? Have you ever heard of black? I don't hear white people on here talking like that. It's just a black man. You don't know what I got.
So what?
That's what I'm saying.
You already said you was on food stamp. You a food stamp faggot.
No, I was on food stamp for 6 months,
from
dude.
Alabama, man. You so
okay,
dumb.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
You got no job, no money, nothing. You a smart dude, though. I don't dislike you.
No, I'm just saying, though, Brown. Like, I'm just saying, you taking it way out of left field.
I do whatever I want, man.
I know you do, Brown. I know you do. I wish we was face to face, though. I really do. I wish we was face to face, though. I wish we was face to face. Because I promise you, all that disrespect wouldn't be in my face. I bet you that.
Oh, so what? So what? What you going to do?
Question, please.
What you going to do? All right. Go ahead, D. Take it like a man.
Hey,
what you think you're doing? What do you think you're doing to me? You hurt my feelings just talking slick.
What do you think you're doing? You ain't doing nothing but cussing.
What
are you
doing?
Cussing don't bag me up, dude. Cussing don't bag me up. I've been around people way smaller, stronger. Just because you come to sit in here and talking slick, you ain't doing nothing to me.
You can't bother with the man. That's my point.
I'm in your face. What you going to do? What you going to do? I'm over here. What you going to do? Say what you got to say. Come on, cussing like a little bit.
Man, go ahead. Go ahead, man.
Okay.
Go ahead, Diva. You're irritated. You can't
deal
with the man. You get all flustered.
What are you going to do? I'm talking to you like a man. What are you talking about?
You
I'm the one saying I wish I was in your face.
Man.
I'm the one saying I want to be in your face.
It's a mind game, dumbass.
Hey, can Diva answer the question? Because I'm really curious. Can we just let her talk for a second? Go ahead, Diva.
Because you said so, right?
No, I'm asking.
So you gotta
I'm asking.
You don't
I'm
run
asking.
Shit. Shut up.
I'm asking.
Shut up. No, you're giving a damn order.
Oh, I guess I'm a food stamp faggot.
No, he got more money than you. He got more money than you, so he can talk to you like that.
He got more money.
He's smarter and got more money.
Any
black man get his hands on a couple of nickels, they think they God. That's the problem. That's why black people can't get ahead. Because of people like you. As soon as you get a nickel, you got to let people know. I got a dollar. So what? What the do? I care about you having money. It's somebody that with more money than you. Big deal.
Listen,
you ain't broke. I'm not broke. I tell you that.
Because you broke.
Okay,
you don't want to take food stamps?
Can we please just not argue, you guys? Y'all send my blood pressure.
Who's arguing? This is fun.
No, it's not. It's not fun. See, it's not.
That's the thing. I'm not on here having fun. I'm not on here like I don't cuss and scream at people for fun. I'm a little bit more mature than that. I do not curse and scream at people for fun.
You ain't doing no good.
Dude, you just screaming. You just screaming, dude. You're not screaming me. You're just talking crazy. Can we please, Diva, go ahead and answer the question. Just keep talking. Talk.
Okay.
Do what he says.
I believe in a strong centralized government. I believe in a government that has more power and authority to be able to do what is necessary to take care of her citizens. When you have too many chiefs and not enough Indians, it causes a problem. The government's the chief. The states are the Indians. They're the warriors. But when you have different fashions of government, say we didn't have a centralized government, we only had state government, it causes an inequality and an unbalance amongst the citizens. You can have the
so
state
decentralized,
of
government. So when you say decentralized government that has certain roles, that's what I was trying to get at. Like, the government.
And we're
and
back
we
here once again, afternoon with Tracy and friends. Jeff in the air chair and Ben at my faithful sidekick.
Jeff.
I didn't want to be misconsidered that he might have been sitting in my lap.
Chair, yeah.
Hey, Jeff.
Anyway.
Jeff, I wanted to let you know, Jeff.
Really air chair,
oh, my God. I couldn't take nothing like that, brother. Don't worry about that. I didn't even like taking showers in school with folks. That
cool
was
days.
Not my thing.
Yeah.
Afternoon with Tracy Friends here on WSON 600 AM on your radio dial. We're talking a hodgepodge of things, and right now we're going to hopefully get a description of what a strong centralized government is, and from Diva. So, Diva, you have the floor.
Hello, Jeff. Jeff, Diva, before you say something, Diva, I just wanted to say this right here. You might have to, look, man, have to really start, like, policing this, because people calling up here cussing all out, saying, give a F what, just talking real slick. And it's really kind of unruly, man, and disrespectful. And, you know, there's one number I'm sure you see in the line that you probably know who the culprit is. But that's what I'm saying. Like, let's try to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I disagree with people every day when I call up on this show. Cussing and talking slick when you 500 miles away, 1,000 miles away, ain't, you know what I'm saying? I'm from Alabama, so I'm broke. You know, stupid stuff like that. That's the problem, man. Folks getting on here cussing. This dude then got on here and cussed all types of way, left Sunday to Monday.
Okay, we'll deal with
and,
that.
We got to, because that ain't going to make it. That's just stupid.
Okay, I got you. All right, Diva, I want to hear what a strong centralized government is.
Okay, I'm going to try this again. I believe in a government that plays a role that has the authority and the power to take care of her citizens as need be. When you have too many people or too many entities, too many different types of governments able to make decisions, it doesn't have equality It doesn't bring about equality, and it's unbalanced. If you give, you don't have a centralized government, and you just give the states the rights, you can have a state like Mississippi, you get a bigot in power, and, you know, they're going to have an unbalanced inequality for its citizens than, say, a state like Ohio or a state like California. So,
what would that tell somebody to do?
Federal government balances that out.
Can I rebut that a little bit?
Yes,
Jeff.
Go ahead.
Well, the thing is, when Thomas Jefferson was initially writing it, he went back. There was guys, Thomas Locke, Robespierre, these different people, schools of thought, and he looked back at history. He looked back at the Holy Roman Empire and all these different situations where there was a strong central government. They ran everything, and he saw there were problems. So the government, if you read it in its entirety, the way the Constitution was set up, is the government has certain roles, and the states make their own decisions. Only time that this government comes in is when something is unconstitutional. That's why we have a judicial branch. And when we have something unconstitutional like Mississippi, then those people, there was something that should have been done to guarantee those people their constitutional rights. But that was it. Now, going out and saying, okay, now we're going to go all the way and swing the pendulum to the other side is not what Jefferson intended. If you look back at history, all those different governments, all those different situations, the Anglicans, they came from out from under the Anglican church. A lot of different situations took place where they just said it wasn't separation of church and state. They don't govern the church or religion, different things. That was set up because of history. And if you look at history, there has been strong central governments. And that's why he set it up like he did. It was the exact opposite.
Exactly right. Exactly right. I mean, you look at Lincoln.
But the one thing, David made a statement that is the statement that should be alerting anybody that understands how government works, at least our government according to the Constitution. Mm-hmm. A centralized government means D.C. has all the power. Okay, the government is not in place to take care of its people. Okay, you got that, Diva?
Hold on.
Do you agree with that?
Our government, as it was set up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Here.
Diva described
Alabama mentioned Thomas Jefferson. Okay, anybody who knows government, anybody who knows the history of the colonies prior to, 1789, knows that there was a specific article that was established by the First Continental Congress called the Articles of Confederation. That was our governing document. The reason
breathing in the mic, please stop.
The reason why they moved from that document that gave the states all the power, federal government really had no power, no say, no taxing authority, nothing. They couldn't even really pay for the Revolutionary War. Because states had determination whether or not they were going to give funds to the army, to the government, or not, or even give troops. So there's a role for a federal government that I believe in. You may not agree with, but I do.
I didn't say we didn't have any government.
Just refer this to me. And what I'm saying is this. No, I didn't say the government does not have a role. I said government is not in the business of taking care of its people.
The government is set up to do what is needed for the people, whether that's through the state.
No, ma'am. That is not true.
No, that's true in China.
There is nothing specific in the Constitution that says when they collect taxes that it only has to go to a specific thing.
That's not the point.
Well, first of all, it had to be ruled by the Supreme Court whether collecting taxes was constitutional or not.
Which it wasn't.
Exactly.
Exactly.
A graduated tax is wrong. Diva should be paying the same amount of taxes as Bill Gates. That's the way that comes to no graduated tax.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
What I'm trying to say is that government is not there to take care of its people. It's there to protect its people from enemies both foreign and domestic. Okay? But it's not there to take care of you. That is what they have fooled you with from the left or told you, and that is what they're shaping. Once they shape that.
That's not
say
what
that again?
That's not what somebody told me. That's just something I inherently believe. And I feel like...
Well, we know, we see that. I didn't say anything about what somebody told you. I said that's what they have been saying from the left. That's how they're getting you tied up into this whole belief that government should provide certain things to you, and you don't have to provide them for you.
That's why I vote Democrat.
Right. Yeah, no, I know that's why you voted progressive. You didn't vote Democrat. You voted progressive.
Diva, you believe in a totalitarian system. Is what you're basically saying.
No, I don't. Okay. All right.
You have to be. That's what you're saying. Strong central government.
That would be assuming that the government has all the power. I didn't ever say the government has all the power. I said the government
You said
has
a centralized
power.
Government.
Strong central government. 80% of the power, she's saying socialism. Socialism is totalitarian.
Yes.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Socialism.
I mean, even in China, provinces have their own rights
of the process.
Okay.
Wow, I mean,
go ahead, Brown. Hold on, Brown. Hold on, Diva. Let Brown go ahead.
I don't have anything to say. I was just correcting him.
No, you. I don't know what you corrected, so I want to hear what you corrected.
Socialism is not totalitarianism.
Okay.
Socialism is an equal distribution.
And the difference? An equal distribution of what? My hard work to support
stuff
you?
Stuff that's taken from people. Here's the word. Go ahead. But, you know,
I was
talking stuff that's taken.
The definition. I wasn't trying to get into a debate. Especially
well, we're not debating.
I
mean, like in China. Like
it.
In China, if you do
right,
something,
yeah.
the government could just come take it if they see fit.
I'm giving a Facebook
China has,
a basic
China,
Facebook
China is
definition.
A communist.
We got you, Brown. That's good.
China is a communistic.
You don't want it with me, Jeff.
Listen,
Brown.
Oh, man, Lord,
listen, Don't do this.
Well, let me explain something.
Go ahead, Ben. Go ahead.
Let me explain something. China is communism as we know it. It's a totalitarian system. But even within that totalitarian system, the provinces have their own laws, rules, and regulations that are not even tied to the central government. But if the central government decides it's no longer wants to abide by the laws set in the provinces, they march on it. Okay?
Take it over.
Yes. And let's get this straight. They are a socialized economy, but within that socialism, there is a lot of free market economy going on there.
That's all.
And that's why
that's
they are successful.
That's all within the past 25 years.
Absolutely.
Yes, exactly.
And that's still strictly controlled with the government. I do business with China. I do business with people in China that can't pay my invoices because the government shuts down the banks for days at a time arbitrarily.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Because you know what?
I'm bullshitting with you
guys. That's how they
today.
Control the
population. They get paid on an invoice when the banks are closed.
Right. And that is how they control their population. Do you understand that?
And that's what you're setting up to do here right now. Because
that's what governments do. Governments control, no matter what
I agree with you.
And the moment this government tries to control me, I raise arms against this government.
You are not raising arms. You're not going to do a damn thing.
You have no idea what militia I already belong to and how many arms I have.
I hope that you're not talking that recklessly. I hope
Brown.
You're really not, and you're talking that recklessly.
No, I'm not.
Because
I'm not.
I know that your anger
no.
is speaking and that you really
it's
are not
anger.
Going to have
it's,
any
it's
arm
anger.
It,
it's freedom.
You are talking. I don't believe a
it's
word
democracy.
You're saying.
It's America.
Why don't you stop with that? You are not going to do that, though. You're chatting on a radio
first of all,
chat line.
Someone like you could never tell me what I'm not going
to
do.
Hold on.
And I'll probably do it to you.
Let him go.
He got more money than you, though. He can tell you what you're going to do. He got the money.
He got money.
That makes him better than you. He can tell you what you're going to do.
Hold on, everybody. We can't all talk at one time. Hold up. Hold up.
When you have money and you have things going on for you in your life, you're less likely to be so angry that you're going to talk about taking arms up against the government.
Brown, hold on, Ben.
No.
I know Ben, okay?
Right.
Because I'm here. I don't know you. I'm going to ask you what did you sell that you do international, sales.
None of your business. None of your business.
Well, forget you.
I'm not trying to do that.
My point was, Brown, I was trying to be civil,
right.
But you're not civil,
but you're asking
so it's hard to be with you.
It's none of your business, though.
Okay, well, forget you, Funk. I don't need you in the conversation
for that.
Why are
you calling me names?
Okay.
Your business. Maybe
anyway,
it
because
I
you were nasty. That's why.
Not,
and you were cursing on the phone beforehand.
I prefer
and,
you
and,
said
and upsetting
the
whole room.
I heard you say the F word earlier. Don't be a hypocrite.
You didn't hear me say
no,
the F word.
No,
you
no,
did.
No.
You could listen to the archive.
No, I did not.
No.
Say it.
You mean frickin'? Well, listen.
I also heard you, we know that
now Mr. Brown is hearing things as well as delusional. So let's
well, yeah, he'll be the next one to go crazy on the, out there in California and do something
probably.
Crazy.
This is
okay,
so
Diva, do you understand where we at with this now?
Yeah, but you know what we're trying to explain to you about totalitarianism?
I know, you
government.
Guys are trying to explain it to me, but you guys are wrong.
Do you understand it?
Yeah, I know. I understand it, but you guys are wrong.
Okay.
You guys are wrong.
But Diva, in the area where the government can control something, in the area where you think the government should have control, be it healthcare, wherever, completely free healthcare, if a guy wants to heal cancer, you feel as though the government should have the right to come in and tell that person he can't do it because they control healthcare. And that's what we have now, and you want even more of that.
Because
someone that's practicing medicine or billions of dollars it takes to get a drug passed through the FDA, you're for that type of,
control?
Bureaucracy.
You're for that.
You're pushing that.
Are you asking me or are you telling me?
No, I'm telling you by default. That's what the government, the part of the government that it does control does have all this bureaucracy in it. It does make these type of calculated, cold decisions as to who lives and dies. All the time. So I mean that's what
you
we're that's what you're saying.
The private insurance industry does it as
exactly.
Well.
Exactly. But you know what? Hold on, let me make a point. I'm not for if an industry does that, then that and I hate to say this, the free market will just because that's not right and you're doing people wrong. And there should be
but
something done
doing
about that.
For how long and it has not adjusted.
The reason it hasn't adjusted because they have lobbyists and you don't. They have lobbyists, Diva. They can pay somebody to go to Washington and make decisions
exactly.
to help them.
Exactly.
Okay, so
and Diva, something
you
have to understand. Diva,
to...
Diva, if my insurance company, if my insurance
Diva.
Company, Diva, listen, please listen. Please listen.
I've been
my insurance company.
2 hours
if,
now.
Please, Diva, listen. I'm trying to explain something to you. If my insurance company denies me a health care benefit that I need, I have the choice to go to a different health care provider.
And they're going
okay.
to give you the same answer.
Just luck with that.
Whether they do or whether they don't, what I'm saying you, the free market economy will adjust and an insurance company will be created that will take care of its people. Now, Mr. Brown, listen, I'm sorry you can't comprehend this, but if your government denies you something, what recourse do you have? Especially if it is illegal, okay, for someone to attend to your need. As outlined in Obamacare.
Exactly.
Diva, you'll get your chance. Just hold on. So answer my question. If the government denies you care, what's your recourse?
The government has not denied me care yet.
I didn't say it did. I asked you specifically. What is your recourse if it does?
How can you even answer? I'm like,
that's what we're trying to tell you.
Because they do that. The government does it. Diva, you agreed that the government does that. You said the government does it, though. So he's saying if they do it, they could do it to you. So answer the question. That's what he was saying.
I'm not going to say they don't, but I've never seen it done.
It's done at the VA in Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay, hold on. Alex, go ahead, brother.
Hey Jeff.
Hey.
You know, I just wanted to clarify something I said earlier about why this nation was set up the way that it was. You know, with the states, why the states had most of the power, and the Jefferson and Madison and them did not want a strong centralized government. What was said is true that, you know, looking at history at all the strong central governments, they all failed for, you know, largely because of corruption and power, currency, money, whatever, and all kind of, you know, but what it comes down to is corruption. And when you have more power at the local level with the people, it's a natural check on that corruption of a authority, because it becomes, when you have a strong central government, it encourages authoritarianism. And so one of the other things was that that these white men were a little bit upset about was that
this
type of government that was actually already instituted by the natives that were already here, both and some of the African nations as well, but it was largely observed amongst the Iroquois and other. They had confederacies where they lived together in peace, and they had huge nations.
He's right.
And they were able to peaceably work out, you know, their differences and all kinds of things. And so that
not all
actually
the time, but most of the time.
Most of the time, but for the most part, it worked pretty well. And so the founders actually used that and said, you know, are you telling me, you know, they looked down on them, obviously. They was like, you telling me these savages are able to come up with a more superior government than us? And so they copied a lot of our the way that this nation is chartered, the Constitution with the power to the states. They chartered a lot of that. I mean, a great deal of that from the Native Americans, and so that's something that's largely downplayed in American history. That we need to realize that it's actually a more civil approach to government, and because curbs the authoritarianism.
Do you know
that's good? They'll take the Magna Carta.
Do you know what's missing from the Native American culture that's missing from our culture that we have now?
Close.
Well, huh? Yeah, close. You're right. Greed. Greed.
That's true.
Native Americans took as much as they needed to sustain themselves. They didn't slaughter all the buffaloes. They took enough buffaloes for them to eat and to clothe themselves. There wasn't the greed. And
There was a great reason for that, too, but you're absolutely correct.
Because they were more in harmony with the earth than nature.
Absolutely.
Well, I have a question, though. Why did they go to war over land if it wasn't greed?
Look, there's going to be disputes and there's going to be problems. I think what Alex just said, which is the truth, is that most times, majority of the times, they found a way to work out their problems through local councils, and through, a gathering of the nations, powwow, so to speak. They would sit and smoke the peace pipe, and they would find ways
to
work
things out. Today.
Diplomacy.
626,
yeah,
you're in there.
Yeah, Jim, how's everybody doing? It's Covina, man. I had a question for you and Ben. You guys were having a conversation, and Ben had mentioned he was ready to shoot up the place. What exactly do you mean
right.
by that? I would like to know, you know.
It's a figure. Remember, Covina, man. First of all, how you been? I missed you.
Oh, doing good, man. How about you?
I've been okay. I can't complain.
Before you answer, Ben, let me remind you that anything you say can and will be used against you.
before you start,
because you know something, no matter where side of you are on the political spectrum, I hate to see someone do something.
Hey, why
really
do you think I don't use my real name on the air? I mean, come on now. Come on.
It doesn't make a difference.
But they'll waterboard me and make me give up your name.
Will they waterboard you?
I'm just reminding you.
I'll be totally serious.
Good.
All right? I'm a business owner like you. Okay? I've seen what's happened with the rules and the regulations and the laws in the past 20 years. Okay? I've seen freedom's been taken away from common, good, hardworking Americans. Okay? I know the dangers that are out there in places where governments take control of too many things and end up controlling the populace. So if
somebody's breathing in the mic, please stop.
So if you're asking me whether I'm willing to take up arms against our government,
don't
know, if
that.
Our government,
just don't say.
Hold on. No, wait. Are you gonna listen? Listen,
I'm trying to protect you from yourself.
I know you are. Listen to me. If the Obamacare law, which I don't feel is legal whatsoever, okay, is the first law in history that enables private property to be confiscated without due process, you know, would I defend that person's property with my life? Yeah, probably.
You must not be familiar with the drug forfeiture laws.
With RICO. Yeah, you must not be as familiar with RICO laws.
Right.
Well,
exactly,
as far as I'm concerned,
exactly.
The RICO laws can be used against our own government at this point in time.
No,
probably.
But the RICO... Yeah, but
yeah,
the
am I right there, Mr. Brown?
You got a point. I mean, you got a point. Well, yeah. They overstepped their bounds.
Yes,
okay,
they have.
Okay, but here's the thing. History has a tendency to repeat itself. You know, the South called themselves having the same mindset of you guys, the government overstepping their bounds because they were trying to abolish slavery. Whether you agree or think that was right or wrong, at that time, they thought it was completely wrong. Well, they decided to secede too, and look what happened to them.
Right. I just want to establish that there was a, I'm out here walking. I'm walking towards my office right now, but I just want to establish, I think there's a link between this government shutdown, you know, Tea Party structure of society, and the subculture of, you know, doomsday prepperism and you know, people promoting survivalism and things. I was just trying to establish with what Ben was talking about there that there are people in society who would they either want their version of America or they're ready to blow the whole thing up. Whether it's going through the classrooms and shooting up people, or it's going to the streets and shooting up people, it's a link.
Wait a minute, that's nothing. Timothy McVeigh and every other terrorist out there, I believe, should get what they have coming to them. Okay.
Which was the death penalty.
All I'm saying is that if our government tries to take your home off of you, I'm going to be there for you.
And I understand.
From
Timothy McVeigh's standpoint, he felt he was responding to what happened in Ruby Ridge and what happened in Waco.
So it's misguided. Yes,
what made him act so strongly, and whoever he was in consorted with, is he just found something that struck his chord, just like something may strike your chord. To him, he felt that he was doing the right thing.
Here's the thing.
Just government.
You're correct, Brown. But here's the problem. That's not where the fight would be, because that's not something that's reasonable. Those children in the bottom of that federal building innocent workers in the federal building did not deserve what they got.
I agree with you, of course, but there's a way to make a stand. Here's the thing,
Ruby Ridge was a standoff, okay, because they felt that the government had no right to come on their land. Now, that was a legitimate standoff, whether the government won or not. But that was a standoff. They didn't go and try to get innocent people to get involved with it and get them killed up in it. Everybody that was there believed what they believed. And so, therefore, that was a legitimate stance, if you want to say that. For you to go bomb the police station in your town for what happened in Ruby Ridge is stupid, and it doesn't make a point. And all it does is galvanize the rest of the people against you. That's the problem with what we're saying here. I'm not saying we're near that point. Yeah.
Can I respond?
There is a direct link between the modern day Patriot movement, modern day militia / prepper. They changed their name every once in a while.
But you're lumping them in a thing. They're not the same, man.
I'm just saying there is a consistent tie between those who were excited about the Ruby Ridge and Waco. If my example would be like listen to Alex Jones. Alex Jones is a direct result of his anger at what happened in Waco. And he is one of the modern-day promoters of survivalism and all that stuff. And then, and at the same time, he's one of the main proponents of people like Senator Cruz and the whole Tea Party shutdown movement.
Alex
Jones.
Trying
to establish, I'm just trying to establish that, right, he's right to a great extent.
They do have a lot of things in common, but the actions that they would take would not be the same.
That's my point. Yeah. And they're not the same people.
I mean, I'm so upset at the Whiskey Rebellion.
Alex Jones is a controlled agent provocateur of the U.S. government. But let me respond to Jeff, okay, and I'll be brief. When it comes to revolution, when it comes to fighting tyranny, it takes extreme measures in any revolution. As far as Randy Weaver and Ruby Ridge, they killed his daughter. They killed his wife with snipers.
Yep.
Now, Randy Weaver's a hardcore white supremacist, you know, and everything that comes along with that. But
right. He
was minding his business out there, and they killed his wife and they killed his daughters with snipers. Mind you, the people in Waco, they seem to be minding their business on a compound they owned. When they were attacked by the ATF, yeah, they shot those guys and they killed a few of those guys because they were being attacked. And then after the standoff, they decided to end the standoff and they burned those people and incinerated them.
Absolutely. And what I'm trying to tell you,
instead of a McVeigh, even though we may not agree with it and think that it's extreme, but it was the exact same extremism of people, innocent people being killed. And women. No, let me just finish the point, okay? And I'll be brief.
Then you go next, Matt.
All right, I'm finished, though. You guys get where I'm going. The mindset of a
McVeigh. Yeah, we got you.
The gentleman was talking about that property being taken. He would be willing to stand up and take arms over property. McVeigh was standing up over lives being taken. And
yes, but what he did was wrong.
Lives are more valuable than property.
Yes.
But he didn't kill the people that did that.
You know,
you understand that?
Listen, I would have killed McVeigh if I could have stopped him from doing what he did.
He was at war, and I'm not defending him, but I'm
I hear you and agree with you, Brown. But
I mean, if he would have bombed the building when nobody was in it, I may have been for him.
If he had waited and sat in the sniper position and sniped ATF agents, that would be something different too. But he blew up all those innocent people in the name of, which is craziness. You know, you're not at war with your government yet.
It almost sounds like the weather underground.
But the thing is knowing this. Wait a minute, Diva. I'm not done. Knowing this, why in heaven's name would you put a government centralist in charge of your country? That's what's getting me. I don't, knowing that your government will, at a turn of a hand, will go into somebody's private property, kill up their family, and blow them the smithereens out of there just because they don't like what they were saying or doing. Well, I don't care what president it's up under. I don't care. The government is the problem. And that's what we're dealing with here. You just gave the government 1/6 of the whole total economy of the United States. They run it with 9,000 new IRS agents. You've got to be stupid to grab, to not see this. You just got to be plain, dull-minded stupid. Go ahead.
Y'all need to quit acting like David Koresh was very innocent and the government just
rolled up. Didn't nobody say he's innocent? That's not what we said.
What was he guilty of?
We said he had a right to be on his own property.
What was he guilty of?
When it comes to abuse, it's time for the government to step in. What was David Koresh guilty of?
Hold on. There were
allegations of what abuse? Matt, I told you were next. So, Matt, go ahead. Everybody else be quiet. Diva, No, it's not your time. You had your time. Go ahead, Matt.
I'm just going to actually back up Diva's point a little bit, and I'm putting it out for discussion, not for that it's factual or what's going on. But when it came to Ruby Ridge, absolute government encroachment into private property. When it came to Waco, there were rumors, and I'm not sure if they were made up by the government or not, but there were rumors
sure.
of sexual child abuse as part of this cult that was going on. So,
hold on, Brown.
Let me finish, Brown. I just listened to you
rumors.
Talk for a half an hour.
Brown, hold on.
All I'm saying is there were rumors, and where the government really overstepped was when they wouldn't let the negotiators do their job. They were trigger happy. They were ready to go in, and yeah, that was still fault of the government to that extreme.
But wait a minute. See, everybody's forgetting they tried to send social services.
We got to go, y'all. It's time for the top of the hour news. We will leave the phones open. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back.
Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on.
What they fail to realize is always starts with an allegation, because even with Ruby Ridge, it started with an allegation because there was a dispute between Weaver and his neighbor. His neighbor, for whatever reason, I don't know if it's true or not, but knowing that who he is, I can believe it when he threatened to kill the Pope and the President and all that. Those are serious allegations that the government has to investigate. Now, somebody like Randy Weaver, okay, you coming in to investigate me, who are you? He's taking a stand already. Now, the government is saying we have to take a stand because you're making threats. And considering who your associates are and who you are, we have to take a stand as well. Y'all acting like, people,
They did a little more than took a stance, and I'm not defending what he may have did or what he stands for, but they sniped and killed his wife and his daughter. That's what they did do without due process of the law.
Wait a minute. So an armed woman and an armed child, you don't have to take them out?
There was no threat. They shot him from long distance through scopes with highly trained Army Ranger, whatever, snipers. That
there
was wrong.
There was no immediate
due
threat
process?
to the people involved.
So you mean to tell me the process is
arraignment?
His wife, who believed the apocalypse was coming, the government was evil, just like her husband. You don't think they raised their kids to believe that? So you don't think that they were training
them?
They're
entitled to raise their children and believe whatever they want in America.
I'm not asking you to. But what I'm saying is, you don't think that they trained his wife and his children in armed combat?
Man, and you know something? And in hindsight, he was doing the right thing because they killed his wife and his children.
Wait a minute, because they just happened to catch him at a. They happened to catch them at an inopportune time. You think if his wife and children and his daughter didn't see those ATF agents or whatever, that they wouldn't have done something to take them out first?
You know something?
And that wasn't okay? They got children and wives. They have wives and children, too, and they're just doing their job.
Those people way up in Idaho, and I don't think they were bothering too many people. In Alabama, I want to apologize to you. I play this game a little bit too hard sometimes.
Oh, and the government just came. It came at behalf of an allegation that was made, that was told.
And what's an allegation? An allegation is something that's unproven.
Brown, here's the thing. I love you dearly, but you have to give somebody a chance to speak. The fact of the matter is, an allegation, the only way it can be proven or disproven is through investigation. Now, you think someone of that mindset who has a thing against the government, even if the government came and said, look, these are the allegations that we have against you, we have to investigate. You think he's not going to take a stand just on that because he already has a problem with the government? I'm not defending the government, but I'm saying neither party is innocent in this situation. Neither party was innocent.
Well, one of them is
innocent
until proven guilty. They were innocent until proven guilty. That's the law. They didn't follow the law. They came in and killed those people.
And these are two black people defending a white supremacist. We're defending his rights.
I didn't say nothing about you being black.
And I heard you, Brown.
But that just shows you that we're standing on the principle. Randy Weaver would probably burn a cross in front of my house.
Because you think the government is just this evil entity that just came out of nowhere and
how
this
anybody thing. In a powerful position has the potential to be evil.
Diva, I'm asking you a question, Diva. Do you believe in the apocalypse? Do you believe that Jesus is coming back in Revelation?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, you're on a government list, and you are considered a enemy of the state, and I can send you the list. This is how the government thinks.
Okay,
they think like this now. I'm saying the government is just almost like it's
is good. These people are planning.
Like, this is a Terminator movie. These are people that we have that we have elected.
Diva, do you believe you're on the list or not? You don't think you want me to show it to you?
I don't care if I'm on the list.
You're not as high up on the list as the guy. You're not as high up on the list as the guy that was talking about taking up arms, though. They're gonna deal with him before they deal with you, though. Don't worry about it.
Wow, you don't care?
No.
Wow.
I don't think like that. My time.
Just because. But what if they do? What if they do, though, Diva?
I don't think about the apocalypse like most conservatives.
I'm not talking about the apocalypse. I'm not even talking about the Bible. I'm talking about the fact that you believe it. People that believe in that. People that don't believe in homosexual men, they got a, that's how they think. That's a list, that's, and they have this in training manuals for the military.
Okay, that's possible. The
ex-veterans is another one. They got ex-veterans as an enemy. They're looking at them like they're potential. I forget what they call it.
Because I'm a Christian, they got me on the enemy list. Yeah, they got everybody
Diva. Diva, what I'm saying is that there's a constitution that you say you understand, so you are due. He was owed due process. Going in there with guns blazing, had they left those people alone, there could have been some type of diplomacy, one of your favorite words, that might could have got that situation resolved. Walked in, sat and talked with the guy, and they may have been able to get the people out, but killing them may not have been a good idea. That's
you
all.
Really
I
think.
Think 5 years
really
old, so you saying hold.
Hold on.
So you saying 5 years old sitting at the window with guns shooting people. You don't know that. That's what the government tells you. Just like they tell you that a building can tell you a building that never got hit fell in 6 seconds. And we believe it. I don't.
You keep going in and out for some reason. But you really believe that a man of that mindset who already thinks the government is an evil entity and his enemy, you think even if they come in to invest, you're already going to have a problem with them. He's going
to
take a
if I go down there, if I go down there to get my driver's license, I don't think them folks evil. I don't look. We can't just put it all in a category. There are certain populations and parts of our government that are evil. And they have shown a track record of being evil. They have killed people. They have done things. Hold on. There's a segment of our population that's in the government that has shown a track record of evil behavior. And so I don't want to give them another chance to have a chance to kill me or do anything to me.
All I'm saying
from the police department, through the prosecutor, through the judge, through the penal system. Yes.
Diva, if that was you, that lady in Washington had mental problems. If that was you, they would have snatched your daughter out of the car and shot your brain. Instead of trying to tase the lady, shoot the tires out, shoot the car, they could have done a lot of things with what they did. What did they do? And then they stand up in Congress and get these folks a standing ovation like they're heroes. This lady had mental problems. That's not a hero. I don't worship the military.
WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Welcome back to Tracy and Friends. Jeff's in the air chair. I'm not sitting on his lap, and he's not sitting on mine.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Go ahead and talk, Jeff. Go ahead.
So what are you talking about?
Jeff doesn't sound like Tracy.
Yes, he does.
He's confused. He can't figure out how I can talk like Tracy.
He's a Steeler fan.
Oh, hell. Now we got some fun. See, I knew. Yeah. Welcome back, Tracy.
Oh, my God.
It's good to be here.
Oh, you have
it's
no idea.
To be here.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
We need help.
Oh,
a
I
lot,
know.
A lot of misguided.
I'm sitting up here having crazy conversations. Michael, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
For who?
Everybody. It's Open Mic Friday. What are y'all talking about?
Hey, Friday.
Oh, Monday.
Open Mic Monday. Why didn't you start the show? Why didn't you schedule the show?
Oops.
You didn't do it for tomorrow either. I see that.
I didn't do it for. Did you do it for tomorrow?
Not yet.
You gonna do it? Yes. Woo. Hi guys. I just love y'all. Hey, did y'all hear about the woman who raped a baby in Cleveland?
The woman?
There's a woman who raped a baby, or I believe it's a woman.
Does a woman rape a baby?
I don't know. Okay, maybe not a woman. Let me take that back. It may not be a woman. But some daycare worker, I'm just assuming.
Oh, a daycare worker. Assaulted then.
No. No.
Physically abused.
No. The headline said, rape the baby in Cleveland. I put it on my Facebook page.
Rape implies penetration.
Wow, that's pretty.
What'd you say?
Rape, the word rape implies penetration.
Right.
Not necessarily.
Hmm. Well, it can be penetration of something. Because remember, the young boys down at a...
Rape implies penetration. Molestation is something else. Sexual abuse is something else. Rape, the legal definition of rape, it implies and it includes penetration, whether it be vaginally or orally. I've been in jail for rape multiple times. I know this.
Yeah, Brown is correct.
At least somebody's got a sense of humor around here. Right.
I caught that. I caught that, man.
Now, you meet me for lunch tomorrow, right? Or for dinner? Or for snacks?
Can't sleep.
Yeah. We got to talk. I'll Facebook you later on today.
Okay.
Whoever made that joke, I got it. It was funny.
It was funny.
Brown's a government.
Well, let him laugh.
All the time.
Stop hating on my joke. I hate when you guys are nice to me because then it makes me be nice.
Well, you don't have to be nice. You can be mean
Alabama.
To me.
I apologize for Alabama for coming on so strong.
No, that's what makes the show good.
I just want to know, did y'all see it? That just blew my mind. Hi, how are you, bro?
I'm all right.
You doing
pretty
good?
Giving you guys a break for a moment. I think that's a horrible story.
Versus the Board of Education.
It is. I just had to throw it in there. I had to throw that one in. And then I want to know if you guys think that the excessive force in D.C. with the woman who got shot.
Yes.
You know something?
Wait, I didn't hear about that.
We already know I'm to the left, and I disapprove of the majority of overhanded police actions. That woman was looking for trouble driving around in that area and not stopping and not obeying orders, and she's lucky she didn't get shot the first time. And
they
I hear people
shot
talking
her tires
on other
out, though, Brown.
But that's
you know
not
what?
They're trained. They're not trained to wait to see if you got a weapon. If you use,
you know what they
I mean,
actually did wait. If you look at the beginning of the tape, they didn't shoot it first, and there were a bunch of officers around her with guns drawn
right.
that didn't fire. And maybe because
that's
they
right.
saw a kid in the car. I can't. You know, you go driving around the White House and not obeying orders and breaking through barriers and driving around the Capitol in heightened security. You're gonna get what you asked for.
I agree with you. I'm conservative, and I agree with you.
Ooh. Right.
I'm
open-minded enough to call things the way they're fair, regardless of any
right.
political ideology.
Okay.
Exactly.
Let me read this real quick, y'all. Although the legal definition of rape varies from state to state, rape is generally defined as forced or non-consensual sexual contact.
So the government rapes me.
California
anyway,
implies penetration, and that's
yeah. I got you. I believe you.
And every state is different.
And that's what it says. Every state is different.
Every state, but I had to throw that out there because I'm trying to find the article, and it just blew me away that somebody would rape a baby. I mean, it's not like a, it's not, I mean, this has gone deeper than.
Well, it makes sense since the president canceled the Amber Alert.
Amber Alert is when someone takes a child and a child is missing, and it's a nationwide system that alerts to look out for the car.
A society doesn't care about its children anymore.
Wait a minute, hold on, guys. Stop, because I'm confused. I get a little confused along the way.
I understand that.
Well, I know what an Amber Alert is. My question is, how did you get the president canceling it?
Because that's what he did. He canceled the Amber Alert system.
What do you mean he canceled it?
With the government shutdown, which he could have left open because it could be considered as necessary personnel, he shut the system down. Just like he did something. Sticks, I wish Sticks would call in and tell us what the how they cloaked the...
Mount Rushmore. They shut off Mount Rushmore. They didn't want you to look at it.
Be able to see it.
Yeah, they put a blockade up with guards.
But
so
did they cover the face with a big tarp?
Yeah, the tarp. Wonder what that tarp cost.
Wait a minute, before you go too far, because I got to ask one more question in reference to that. Then how did all of the national security the NSA who came back to work over the weekend?
100,000 government workers came back today.
Why did they come back?
Karen went another way, so wait a minute.
I got one more question, because why did they get to come back to work? How do we pick and choose who works and who doesn't work?
They're considered essential employees.
Essential personnel. Yeah.
Okay,
that's
so
the word I heard
personnel.
Use.
Okay, so now we got essential employees, and then they also voted over the weekend that everyone who's furloughed would get their back pay.
Yeah. Same thing you did in 96.
So my question is,
how did they determine what?
So the law makers go to work and work for free and wait for the government to start back up again and get a paycheck.
So because they're non-essential, like most governments.
Okay, just checking.
So why are people putting on my Facebook, do you think, when I didn't think this at all, but do you think that the shutdown is not affecting people now?
But it's not affecting. Who's it affecting?
It's affecting a lot of people.
Oh, you put that on there, Diva. Really?
Yes. Okay.
I put that on your page because even though they're going to get back pay, it still does. Back pay does not cover the bills that are due now.
Yes, it does.
Back pay does not buy you groceries now.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Wait a minute.
No,
wait
doesn't.
A minute. Diva. Diva.
So if I got a mortgage.
Diva, these people ain't working on it. These people ain't working for $10 an hour, Diva. Don't even go there.
Everybody there is making $20 an hour and above.
Hey, did I hear that the president listens to our show?
No. Doubtful.
Well, he said he was riding around in an armored personnel vehicle now.
Man,
I thought maybe he was listening to our show.
The ones, the 2,500 of them.
That darn Diva is awesome. I need her on my team.
Who?
I said I hope
she must be talking to herself again.
He's like, that Diva is awesome. I need her on my team.
Who said this?
Obama said it.
Probably.
I believe that. I believe that. Hey, he always needs a lemmings.
See, there you go.
To the sea. To the ovens. To the ovens.
So they're going to drive into the sea.
And I guess Republicans always need jackasses, so there you go.
No, we always fight them, and usually we stomp them, but not right now.
Whatever.
And remember, we've got good memories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which it seems
that
most donkeys don't.
We wrap that snout around the back two legs and throw them far. Watch what happens during the midterm.
I am still confused. Why would any political party choose a jackass for their... I mean, why not like an eagle or
Freudian?
It was
Freudian.
No, because the mule was seen. Because you guys got to feel, you finally realize that the Democrat and Republican parties used to be one. And it used to be the mule used to be seen as.
I'm sorry, at that time I had a wig on.
Better answer. I don't know the answer to this.
The Democrat and Republican parties.
She's already incorrect.
All right.
So you mean to tell me that they used to not be one party? It used to not be the Democratic Republican Party founded by Jefferson and George Washington?
No, let's find out.
They used to not be,
actually, the Republican Party wasn't founded
party.
Until the Civil War. Yeah,
you may be.
No.
It was the Federalists versus the Whigs when it originally started.
No,
oh, my
Diva.
God. No,
right.
No. It was
Diva, if you're gonna make a statement, then you need to make sure
it's true.
You need to quantify it.
Oh,
Diva,
also, can I answer the mule question, the donkey question?
Yeah.
The donkey, around the time that they promised the 40 acres and a mule, I think it was what's his name, Lincoln, before he got shot, there was an order. I think it's called Sherman order, something like that. Well, when Johnson or whoever the guy came in, Jackson or Johnson, whatever his name, came in after him,
Johnson.
Yeah, they repealed it. In that year at their, what do they call it, the convention, that year, they adopted it as sort of a mock towards the whole, because that was a big thing around that time, right when he got shot, because blacks were starting to really take off in the Reconstruction, and we were really free, and we were taking a lot of things over, so there was a lot of unrest. And so they adopted the donkey as a way to kind of say, as a mocking tool, so to speak.
Well, how did the Republicans get the elephant?
No, I don't know that one.
I don't know that one either. I'm a Republican.
A bunch of fat cats with small brains. I don't know.
Well, then that would be a
I think you guys may be reading a little bit too much into the symbolism of these two animals that represent these parties. But I don't
think
know.
They're Freudian.
No, no. That's, if you look at the time, that's when it was done in the 1860s.
You can't ask what happened. What it was, they happened out of editorial cartoons and newspapers.
Right, I believe that.
205. I was going to bring you up next.
And that's it.
They were probably jokes. You're right.
They started out as editorial cartoons, mm-hmm. and they just took on a life of their own for the most part.
Mm-hmm. I believe that. Probably
yeah,
happened
but
back.
It
was a cartoon mocking the whole 40
right,
days
like
and
the
a
nickname
mule.
That it's kind of like the nickname
much.
That you get. It's not the nickname that you
Jackson.
Want, but you get stuck
so
with
why
it.
So why proliferate that if it's such a mocking thing?
Well, because remember, the mindset of them then and the mindset now is two different things. But let me also say this. When you ask about the political parties, remember the Democrat Party and the Republican Party, they weren't one. There were the Whigs and there was the Democrats and then
Federalists.
And the Federalists and then
no, it was not.
I think the Whigs were more aligned with what you would consider a Republican and the Federalists
correct,
were more aligned
yes.
with
and
what
it
you would consider a Democrat.
Correct.
Right.
You had the Whigs and a Federalist around the time that we were breaking from Great Britain. The Whigs were more aligned towards you got the Whigs and the Federalists. George Washington and Jefferson did not align with the Federalist movement, so they founded the Democratic Republican Party. How that party split was the Kansas-Nebraska Act passed around the time that they're trying to abolish slavery. The Republican Party, those who are abolitionists, broke off with the Democratic Party. The Democrats were still for
no,
slavery.
No, that's incorrect.
Yeah, you just skipped 60 years of history there. Yeah. I mean, you went from Washington all the way to Lincoln and without
but
it,
I know,
the same
I'm
act.
I'm explaining that they were one party at one
point. No, they
point
were not.
No,
they,
no, they weren't.
No, they were
oh
not.
My God.
No.
The Federalists,
no.
listen.
No.
I'll give it to you if you want to hear it.
Go
okay.
ahead. Give it to
her. The Democrat Republican Party was the political party organized by Thomas Jefferson and James Madison. It stood in opposition to the Federalist Party, controlled by the presidency and Congress in most states from 1801 to 1824. During the first party system, it split after 1824 presidential elections into two parties, the Democrat Party and the national short-lived National Republican Party. So in a sense, Diva is correct. Later succeeded by the Whig Party, many of whose adherents eventually founded the modern Republican Party. And
right.
what did they do,
right.
what did they separate over?
Separated. They separated
it,
over. They
slavery.
Separated. Not, it wasn't just slavery, but they separated over.
It was a lot of things that were causing. It was a. In, there had a lot of infighting. The final act, the last straw, was the Kansas-Nebraska Act.
Right, whether Kansas.
The Kansas-Nebraska Act took too much control from the states because they could no longer do interstate slave trading. They could only trade slaves within their states. So one party figured, well, that's too much federal government control. We can't handle that, and they
absolutely.
Ended up splitting for
right. And the overlying
the underlying problem.
Okay, Brown, we have to hold on. We got to go to break, but stand by. We'll be right back after these messages. A very good point for bringing up later.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com. I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visit.
Hello?
Yeah?
So, this is the back room.
Oh, I went from being, you are absolutely wrong, Diva, to Diva's right.
Well, you were right. They don't let you talk. They fight you a lot. I don't see how you deal with this without going irate from time to time.
Oh no! I went irate last week.
Okay, all right. So you've calmed back down. I got you. I
hate when they get me that way. I hate when I get that way because it's stupid. They're going to believe what they want to believe. They think everyone who votes as a Democrat is dumb, uninformed, and don't know what they're talking about.
what they federalized, a lot of us have great education. Now, I may not have finished college, but I love to read and
I
love to.
But you can tell when someone knows what they're talking about. They don't like me. I'm rude. I'm as rude as they are. You know, they say some really awful.
They make it seem like only the poor people vote for social programs. Only the poor people who want stuff for free vote for Democrats.
Well, you
want to
know something? You
want
to know something? You
want to
know something, Diva? You know what? You know what? Something, Diva. These people, and I'm not really looking down on them when I say this. These are poor people from the Appalachians that have these far right views.
Yes.
The majority of them are poor people on here, and they're more angry about someone else, about Americans feeding about America feeding America, but they don't complain about the trillions of dollars that are spent on defense to bomb people all over the world, and they feed people over there too, and do all kinds of things to help people over there too, but they're mad about people in America getting health care and food. Unbelievable.
Bingo. We have the left has the majority of the wealth. The more majority of the wealthy is on the left. You have Bill Gates.
There's wealth
so
on all sides,
how,
and
how
I would.
Can it, well, no, but you have to say that the majority of the people who vote for Democrat at the top are very the top 1% are left leaning. They're not all conservative.
No, well, I don't know. I think the opposite. But there is money. The people of the left.
Yes. I'm not saying there isn't money on both sides. But my thing is, they make it seem like only poor people vote for the free stuff, vote for the social programs. But they fail to realize rich people vote for them same programs.
You're right.
Too.
They oversimplify everything. But the sad thing is that the majority of the people on these lines are not well to do, are not $250,000 a year or better. Or neither were their parents or their grandparents. These are hardworking people, and they've adopted this philosophy and this ideology that does nothing to benefit them, that has a foot on their neck. And that's unfortunate, but that's the way that it is. And you couldn't tell them any different.
I mean, I get what they're saying, because if you don't have any dependents, if you don't, you only have one child, you're going to be upset when it comes to your taxes. But, man, you have to look at what those taxes are going to and who they're benefiting. It's like, even if I was a millionaire, I mean, I could be a millionaire. I just choose not to, because that's not where my heart lies, is to be extremely wealthy.
Why do I got to look at that, Diva? I'm a poor Appalachian, according to Brown's definition. So why do I got to look at that? Why do I got to look at where those taxes are going? Why does that have to matter?
And I tried to frame that where it wouldn't come off as harsh or condescending.
Now, here's Tracy.
It is what it is.
Who sang that song?
Back inside again.
No.
No, I'm just saying. No.
Back where we belong, I think was the name.
Back
where we belong.
How'd it go?
I don't remember. I just sounds familiar somewhere.
Sing it.
I can't sing. You know
Frank
that.
Beverly you can't sing. You're afraid to sing.
We can sing.
He has sing-a-phobia.
I won't even use my real name. You think I'm going to sing with it?
I want to sing about a bird and a bee and a springer.
Mm-hmm.
I want to sing.
Yeah, that's the song. Well, I know you want to sing. But
I want to sing.
Yeah, why won't they let you?
I don't know.
See, I'm just, instead of them not letting me,
are you guys pirate fans?
I won't let myself. See, it's much easier that way.
But I want to sing. I want to get on a big stage and just blow.
Hey.
I want to do like, you know.
You got to be careful because there's a lot of drug addicts saying, yeah, let's do that.
No, I'm serious. I mean, you know, they do that with.
Because, you know, blow's coke.
Blow's not coke.
Yeah.
You missed it, though.
What?
We had the love connection earlier.
Oh, did
Diva
we ever?
And Thief?
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
And this is, because he made the statement about.
Oh, yeah.
Well, does she have pretty brown eyes?
Oh, man. You know, that's a song. There you go. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
No, Tracy
you told Six to call
eyes.
In, and Six called in, and we haven't pulled Six up. You just wrong, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
No,
I think it's beautiful.
I think we'll find a Six.
Yeah, you gotta bring him up.
I
brought pizza in for him.
But you don't bring.
I
gotta tell Six, he don't know how to double dutch.
I'm sorry, Six. You gotta just get in, brother. He might have been trying. I might not have had him up yet.
What is double dutch?
Double dutch is jump roping.
That's when you swing
two ropes
at a time. One jump rope.
Is that what double dutch is?
Double dutch.
Because I know going dutch is like when you have your girlfriend pay for half of her meal or whatever. Double dutch is
when two people pay.
But,
two
but
people swim.
That's Dutch, but when you go double Dutch, what, you pay for the whole thing?
Yeah, I guess so.
Double Dutch is when you go to jail. I've done that before.
Different Dutch.
Go to jail and pay for two girls.
No. 205, you are in the air.
Hey, what they did at Mount Rushmore, if you've ever been there, there's a road that runs around past it, and you can, and they've got the all these pull-off areas, so you don't actually have to go inside the park to see Mount Rushmore. So what they did was they set up traffic cones so nobody could pull into any of the pull-off places and take pictures.
You know what? Then somebody needs to get into an accident taking a picture and sue the government.
It
amazes us common sense people that prioritize things, how some people on the right get caught up with the most insignificant symbolism of Mount Rushmore. What does it matter?
To some people that love the country, it...
Can't you love your
country? What matters to me, Brown, is the fact that they actually spent money. They're claiming their government shut down, and they spent money to hire somebody to put cones up
in
front
of everything that's going on. How can this become important?
Let me say it this way. If they had decided that they didn't want to, it was a government shutdown, and they wanted to cover up Martin Luther King's new national monument.
Cover it up. I can have access to Martin Luther King, who's on Mount Rushmore. I have access to them through the internet. I can read books. I can worship them instead of worshiping some stone, beautiful mountain shrine.
All right,
these are insignificant things.
You're right. Just like healthcare, they took away our access to good healthcare, so now they might
healthcare,
take away the access to everything else in the country.
Healthcare is a different thing.
But when they get older. Do you understand? Where do we draw the line?
But don't you think that it's
how do we draw the line?
Where do we draw the line?
Everyone has their own individual line. We all have our own individual lines.
But listen, Brown. I've never seen Mount Rushmore, and I probably will never go that way to go see it. But do you realize how crazy it is for you to cover it up when you can see it from somewhere else? I mean, why would you do that?
You can pull up a picture of it on the internet. You probably can watch a YouTube documentary on the making of it.
Brown,
yes.
You're missing the big flick.
Why would you take the time to put the cones and cover it up and tell people don't take pictures?
You're asking me to explain the mentality and the mindset of people that I have no idea why they do what they do.
But do you understand?
You voted for them, possibly.
But my issue
I did not vote for them. Don't assume
I
that.
Said possibly. I got
possibly.
You. I'm with you. I'm with you, Brown.
I didn't even vote in this last presidential election.
But do you understand where I'm coming? I'm just saying, it just doesn't make sense to me that you would.
I can understand how some of these monuments that.
No, the monument. Yeah, forget the monument. The fact
not about
that they
the
would
monument.
Go out of their way to spend money to do a certain act is ridiculous.
Why would you do that?
I'm not sure
how much money was spent. But I'm sure more money was spent protecting the American embassy in Kabul, Afghanistan, than was spent on. I'm almost certain.
Brown, I don't want because Matt wanted to say something. But my question is,
I just don't feel that it's a very important thing.
But my it may not be important, but so if it wasn't important, why would they go out of their way to go make somebody pay someone who whatever they pay per hour to put the cones up to tell you don't stop and park here because
Tracy,
the government shut down here?
So we have a multiple trillion dollar budget, and you guys are pulling out the
list. It's not about the money. The reason why these monuments, like the World War II monument and all these other monuments across the country, are getting these cones up is so that the government can flex their tyrannical dictatorship muscle and show who's in charge. That's what it's about.
Thank you. Exactly.
The government or the president?
The government.
Is it Mount Rushmore? Is that in South Dakota or North Dakota?
South Dakota.
South.
How many of you were actually going to South Dakota within
the
past 4 or 5 months?
I would love to go there.
None of us were going, but there were people that were going. There were people that drove by there. There were people that were on their way to their home from their vacation or whatever. But the question is, it's just about the mindset of the people who are supposed to be in leadership here who would actually put in their little pea brain, well, let's just block it off where people can't look at it and stop and look
and
where they
what?
Are.
You know, it's
and I'm sure they do things that would bother me much more than them denying access to or a view of Mount Rushmore.
You're missing the point.
It's just that I'm not putting the importance on it that you are. That's all.
Yes, ma'am.
What did you say?
I said he's missing the point on purpose.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, he's really not getting the point. Believe this.
He's too smart not to get the point. Brown is a smart guy.
He gets the point. He just doesn't see any point in the point. He doesn't think
you
that your point has any work to it.
Monument.
Matt, I think I agree with you. He's pretty pointless.
No, not today. He's been good today.
I didn't make
on this issue. He's pointless.
If it were up to me, I would go remove the cones and let you guys go worship at Mount Rushmore.
It's not just Mount Rushmore.
You're not worshiping
all
anything.
The country, Brown.
But my
it's
question,
all across
but my
the
question,
country.
Brown, but if it were you, would you make me go out and make it to where people couldn't pass it? That's the question.
Well, no, I wouldn't. But you know what? Now
that's
I'm pissed. Now, hold on a second. I just tried to pull up the website of Mount Rushmore to look on it.
And the government
shut
the
down
government
the damn website. Here, I'm pissed.
Oh, that's priceless.
Because you know something? I haven't thought about Mount Rushmore in probably in years. And now I can't even. Now they're trying to remove it from like my. I can't
yes.
even as an American.
So do you get
you
the
know,
point?
I don't even know. I was going to say who was on it, but I'm trying to pull up the website, and the damn website doesn't open
it doesn't
up.
Matter who's
and I'm
on
mad
it.
As hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
There you go.
Then get the gun. Get the gun. F this.
That's no problem.
Now you finally hit my cord. Don't mess with my internet.
There you go.
But you know what is so telling about this? You guys
what?
Need to care more about how they're implementing a shutdown than 800,000 workers being furloughed and laid off.
That's
stop,
their problem.
Diva!
They should have got real jobs.
Guys,
they're going to get all of their money back. They are not. These are not welfare. Get people getting a check.
I don't care.
They don't. They have money, Diva. Diva. They make.
$70,000 a year, Diva.
You ain't got no savings, cough.
Listen here, y'all got to hear this. Go to
NPS.gov says because of the federal government shutdown, all national parks are closed. Then it switches. All national parks are closed, and the websites are shut down. Then it switches to the U.S. Department of Interior. Now,
well,
I'm sure those park rangers didn't get as much money as the IT guys to shut down the websites. Why shut down the websites?
Well, I can tell you the answer to that. I'm looking at a Washington Times story.
So you know what?
There's a park
now
service
I get
ranger
the point.
Here that says,
now I get the point.
We've been told
now
to
I get
make
the
life
point.
As difficult for people
I get the
can.
Point.
Hold on, Brown. Go ahead, Steve.
Right.
Yeah, I'm looking at a Washington Times story here, and there's a Park Service ranger that says they've been told to make life as difficult as possible for people as we can.
That's because you have a cynical, misogynistic president that wants to win. He does not want to lose. He's going to blame it on the on Republicans when it's the Democrats that are helping him doing this. And the whole thing is not one person on that side has enough gumption or thing to say, no, we're not going to do this to the people because they're supposed to be the government of, for, and by the people.
They don't care about the
people.
I know they don't, but that's not the point.
Obviously, by their acts, they do not
care
about it.
By their acts, they don't care. And by your acts, who you voted in the office that you think is riding a freaking white horse is not.
Jeff.
Yes.
He is.
Yeah, well.
Jeff.
You know where I'm at with this.
You want to?
I'm looking at a picture of Mount Rushmore. It's really that's amazing. That's really incredible. I liked it when I was a kid. I would love to go up there. That's amazing.
Hold on, Brown. Brown, we got some folks coming in.
Yeah.
440, your mic is on.
I have one brief question. I want any of the liberals that are online right now to tell me how come they kept the golf course open for the president, but we're going to shut down the Amber Alert. I want an explanation. I want to hear a reasonable explanation.
Can
that.
I tell you?
No,
can
no,
I can't.
You're not a liberal.
You're not a liberal.
You're not a liberal. You can't say anything.
Oh.
Go ahead, Diva.
I want to hear it. Yeah, Diva,
I'm
come on. Open your mouth now.
Oh, you are too
liberal. Excuse me?
No,
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about what somebody else said that was very rude and ignorant and didn't have to go there. But I'm not liberal. I said it.
Huh?
I vote Democrat. I won't vote Republican, but you can't really put me into a box.
Diva,
no,
you said
everyone has to.
If you look
everyone
like
has to
duck,
be classified.
Now, if I
like
a progressive,
you
guys would say you're not a progressive.
How come everybody listening knows Diva's
a liberal
but Diva?
Somebody said it before. The Diva's a contrarianist, and she just has to be contrary.
I'm not whatever you say I am, but I am.
I would say people don't like to be categorized and marginalized. But you all are acting like jackasses once again.
Ooh.
No, we're not acting like a jackass.
We're
acting
like elephants.
I don't
like
know
elephants.
You don't play right now.
Ooh.
I really don't.
Okay,
I just brought up
843.
They name call. Liberals
name
call. That is
all the time.
Yeah, I'm
saying, hold on. 843, your mic is on.
I just got here and I know she's a liberal.
Oh.
Hey, you can see that from where you are, right, Mike?
I assume you're talking about someone named Diva. I just got here and I don't even know what's going on.
Not so blind, Mike. Surely flesh and blood has not revealed that to you.
Oh, my gosh.
Diva, you just got on the phone earlier talking about you believe in a strong, centralized government that can take care of its people.
That's a liberal.
That's a liberal.
That's what makes you a liberal.
Look it up,
no,
Diva.
Look it up. You need to look up the actual definition of liberal and conservative, and then you wouldn't know exactly what I mean. But because
you guys
put perceptions and perspectives on people, then you're not going to do it.
When Jeff uses the term progressives, he's actually more accurate than people using the term liberal. Progressive is a good counterbalance to the word conservative.
And part of the agenda of the, quote, either liberal or progressives or the left is the belief that big government is better. Cradle-to-grave entitlements is what they want. The other side, the right side, believes in small government and individual responsibility.
So you would consider George Bush a conservative who increased government?
George Bush was a moderate.
A Democrat and a Republican. It does not explain a liberal or a conservative.
No.
Diva, sweetheart, you are a liberal.
Liberal.
No, don't
believe. Listen, Diva. Diva.
Okay.
You want to be a conservative, but you are a liberal.
I don't want to be a conservative either.
You know what? The terms don't really mean that much.
It does when somebody gets on the phone and says, I want someone who is a liberal to answer the question, and we can't get past who's liberal.
And that's coming from his mindset and his definition. But I'll go ahead and be the liberal and answer his question.
Wait, Brown. Go ahead. Let me give you the definition first. It says, believing that government should be active in supporting social and political change related to or supporting political liberalism. That makes a perfect thought of who Diva is and by the words that she says. Now,
right.
that's what the word means.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, that's what you are.
But I want you guys to go back and answer 440's question before he has to go back to work.
Well, Brown's going to do it.
Because the president probably plans on using those golf courses, and like anybody in power, he's more concerned about what's going to benefit him and what he chooses to do than Amber Alert. Also, he's got secret securities details that watch his daughters, and he's not worried about them getting caught in an Amber Alert.
Are you serious?
What?
Are you calling our president a greedy SOB? How dare you?
Selfish.
A selfish SOB? How dare you, Mr. Brown,
I'm calling it the way that I see it. You asked a question. I'm just calling it the way that I see it.
Thank you for being honest.
Thank
you for being honest.
Hold on. Let me come to
I agree with him.
Let me come to the president's defense on this. Y'all just treat the brother bad.
Listen.
And just in case no one knows,
he ain't no brother. He's a caramel covered coated white boy. He was raised
by
white people.
Call him white. I'm not. No way. He's not one of me.
Brown,
wait a minute.
Wait a minute, Brown.
I'm not going to claim him.
Brown,
you guys take him
today. You have outdone yourself. You have hit about 7 points. Dead head on the head with a mallet, and I agree with you.
Oh, man.
All of it.
But you'll be disagreeing with me in a moment. It's okay. I'm not saying it to Uncle Tom to you guys so that you guys like me. You guys know that I don't care. I can disappear.
Can I please just make one announcement before? Because we're going to go in a minute.
Oh, no.
Okay. We got to leave here soon.
Oh, no.
For those of you who live in the Mahoning Valley, there's going to be a candidate forum. Yes, there's a candidate forum tonight that's going to cover the issues of the city of Youngstown. There is at New Bethel Baptist Church.
Like the school is closing.
And it's going to be the school board. It's going to be the mayor's race and the charter amendment. But to go back to what we were talking about, I wanted to get that out. So there's going to be a New Bethel Baptist Church on Hillman Avenue. They want everyone to come out. And I just wanted to segue because it was a good time to plug it in and then to go back to what I had to say.
It's almost time to go.
That's what I tried to say, and I needed to get that out before the day was out.
So what is the mayor's race?
The mayor's race is going to be between John McNally and the main kitchen.
I thought you said you were going to discuss the mayor's race. So what is his race?
Oh, that's
the way
he
worded it, it's like it could be either
he's
or.
He's Italian, isn't he?
Huh?
Yeah.
That's
is he
racist.
Italian?
Italian's not a race.
What?
Italian is a race.
Yeah, he's Italian.
No,
it's a
nationality.
Italian is a nationality from people. Anyone from Italy can be Italian.
That's right.
Well, I'm Italian because I like Italian food. Does that count?
Well, it doesn't really make you Italian. It just makes you like Italian food.
Yeah.
I like Italian food, too.
Yeah, I am. You might as well just let it go until we top of the hour.
I am. I'm just
I just want to. I just want to throw that in there while we were talking about racism and the president of the United States, and I want to go back and answer the question about why the president left the golf courses open and why he closed.
Because they serve Italian food.
Because he's a cynical.
No.
Can y'all point me to a website?
Because he likes to hit little white balls.
No, they're all down.
No, listen, this is the issue.
Is it because he likes to hit little white balls?
And the Amber Alert is back up now. It was the system was never down. The website was down, but now the system still works. The website was down.
Listen,
but as
Diva,
of 11:15 a.m.
Why can't I get a sentence out?
Because you never let me get one out.
Because you always get one out. You talk more than I do here.
Well, she won't talk right now.
The president of the United States, the reason why the golf courses are open is because he's concerned about those people that are working out there on the golf courses.
That are chasing the little white balls he hits?
No. I mean, because the grounds, because you know they have to take, if you don't take care of the golf course at the end of the season.
I'll tell you what. He hits one in the bushes, I guarantee you, he's not going to go get it. He's going to send in the servicemen to go get it.
No, this is not about where the balls go. This is about the grounds. You've got to you tend to the grounds at the end of the season so it'll be fresh come next season. And he knows that the shutdown won't go that long. And so what they're doing is he had to leave them open so they could tend to the grounds.
He's the president. He can play all year round if he wants. He just will fly to some exotic country and do it.
Why do all the crazy Democrat leaders?
He does play all year round.
Yeah, he does. And many presidents have.
I'm still trying to find that article, and I can't find it.
the thing to do.
Which one?
About the golf courts being open and the Amber Alert.
That was on Drudge Report earlier. So,
Stephen, listen. It is a game. It is a game being played on the American people on both sides of the equation.
Of course it is.
And see, the problem
we got a government that's now. Explain this to me, Tracy. Tell me if I'm right. We have a government that is shut down because we're arguing over because we can't decide how to spend money we don't have.
That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's really what
but
it is.
But the reason why they keep the golf courses open is because they are shut down. They need something to do.
Yeah.
No, you know something? You can't deny the culpability of the small group or the group of Republican representatives that are not allowing – to allow Obamacare to be funded.
Well, I would accept that as long as you give a culpability to the president, who if Justice Roberts was correct and this is a tax, where does the president get off deciding who the tax is enforced again by giving big business and unions a one-year excuse from the tax and sticking
immediately? The bigger fact is that this is the law. It was challenged.
Then I agree.
Yeah,
the president should set an example and follow the law.
This is the law.
You're right.
This law was challenged, and this law went through our system.
And it eventually
was approved by the Supreme Court.
Brown, hold on. You are right. And I'll give you that. And I don't agree with the health care bill.
I don't have to agree with it. I'm just stating facts. That's all.
Brown, listen. So why are they exempting some people and not making everyone equal?
Well, I think that when the president gave businesses a year in order to implement it later, he was just giving them a break like he always seems to do. He's conciliatory, and he doesn't compromise.
Big business.
He's conciliatory to everyone. I mean, this guy is not.
No, he's
guy,
not.
I'm sure he never had a
terrorist,
fight one day in his life. I'm sure he had a. He's not a cop. I fought everybody all the time. Okay. I'm sure this kid grew up and we're peers. He's just a little bit older than me. I'm sure he hasn't had one fight in his entire life. He's not the type to fight. He's just not
You're
the type
right.
to fight. He's a conciliatory person. Yes.
Where is this Brown at that wasn't here the last few months?
I'm the same person.
We just discussed different topics.
We just discussed different topics.
Question.
So I wouldn't call myself a liberal or anything. I just call things the way that I see it.
No, I got you, right?
He's an attorney. You're an attorney, correct?
No. We got a name for me. I'm an antagonist.
That's why we get along so well, Brown.
We're both the same thing.
I'm an antagonist with moments of clarity and acuity.
Yeah, but isn't it interesting that all the corporations that got an excuse were all huge campaign contributors like General Electric?
Just the way
and
that
the unions
works.
That got the...
Well, you know what?
I can't agree with you more. The entire bill was helped drafted by people that were part of the private sector. And then what they're starting to say and what you're hearing, see, I'm of the age right now, I've been self-employed.
It doesn't matter. It's the law of the land. It doesn't matter who drafted it. We're past that, Brown. We're past that. Way past it. I want to know why the President of the United States does not have to follow a legal law and can give basically free passes, get out of jail free cards to people he chooses, and it can't apply to all Americans, and everybody gets a one-year waiver on this until they
call it executive. It's called executive privilege.
Well, why can't you have some of that privilege?
Because I'm not the president. And neither
okay,
you.
But check this out, y'all. Now, this is what you were asking.
You got the Republicans fighting for the little guy, and you got the Democrats supporting the big corporations. This is backwards to what it was 2 years ago.
If you're fighting for the little guy, isn't that a switch?
But that's really not the case.
No, it's not the case. Not at
all. Corporate control, and they do a good job of creating this false right-left paradigm that has people taking opinions and views, and you're focused on the other side, and what's happening is still happening.
I am a libertarian. I'm not focused. As a matter of fact,
whatever,
I have no part of
the
creation
today. Whatever
I have logic on my
today.
Side.
You know,
not so blind.
Every,
Come on, Post.
Go ahead.
That's what Blind was going to say. He was absolutely right with that statement, because that's exactly what it is. They create a false left-right paradigm,
sure,
and they have the people fighting while they go and rip everything away from you.
And that's what they're doing.
There's no more freedom to be had. Yeah, Alex, you're still in there if you want
to
speak.
I want to comment real quick on that. Yeah, I just want to say that, I agree with Mr. Brown as well. But, mm-hmm, you know, what it is, I don't think we can classify our political landscape into Democrat, Republican, left or right. I think what it really comes down to is authoritarianism or libertarianism. And,
yeah,
you know, whether you're left or right, most of those people, mm-hmm, fall into the authoritarian. Most of the people on the right, they want to grow the government just as much as the people on the left. The only thing they're arguing about is how to grow the, mm-hmm, government. And
you're
so,
right.
I think the new battle, the battle of the next frontier, is authoritarianism against libertarianism. And all I ask y'all is, whose side are you on? I'm on a libertarian.
Doesn't that breed revolution?
Hey.
Doesn't that breed revolution, though?
I think that's what I was trying to make the point of just a minute ago. You know, the fact that nobody wants to give the Congress the right to fund or defund a program when it's done all the time. But because this is the health care, the baby of, you know, the Obama administration, in fact, the only positive thing that he has, that he's going to help some people with this, but he's going to destroy a whole lot of others. That's the whole difference. He destroyed coal in America. Do you understand what that means?
No, Jeff. We won't understand that until the sweet by and by.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
No, because, see, right now, we need to understand that the laws are happening,
mm-hmm,
inside of a presidency. Yeah, I understand now.
Let me that.
I'm gonna get me, yeah. The laws that happen inside of a presidency, you really, really don't feel until the next administration, for the most part.
You're feeling this one now.
But you're really not feeling it yet, because you're not going to feel the coal. Now, the coal people are feeling the coal, but America at large is not feeling the coal.
We felt it here in Ohio.
But the price went up a little bit?
The rolling blackouts.
Well, they rolled, but they didn't really black out.
They did enough to me to have to fix my computer.
But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
It happens all the time. Mm-hmm. So do you understand? Wait until they go
out.
It was happening
a lot.
A
it was
days.
Happening a lot in California, not because of the coal, but because of the bandits that ran the energy interests that were.
Isn't the infrastructure there kind of old, too?
But you have to understand what's going to happen.
The infrastructure's old all over the country, but it's working so far so well. And, you know,
but see, hold on. But, Brown, hold on. Let me finish my statement. What's going to happen is, Jeff, see, going out for a couple hours in the summertime,
mm-hmm,
is one thing. Going out for a couple days in the wintertime,
mm-hmm,
is going to rock your world.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
I got a fireplace. You guys are welcome to come over. But I'm prepping.
But your fireplace is not going to heat
you
my whole house.
I'm getting ready to say, you better put a dog on a wood burner in there. In fact, I need to go buy myself a wood burner and put it in my fireplace.
Yeah.
I got a fireplace to take up a whole wall. I love that thing.
Why don't you just burn right in the wood there?
I think I need to put it so it'll blow throughout the house.
I mean,
I got a blower on there.
I told you enough of that toilet paper. You can, you know, start a fire with it. So I mean,
but you understand that you can't do that because of the emissions.
That's right. I'm going to have to pay the Obama
pay
administration EPA for wood burning.
It's called Keep Yourself Alive tax now.
Yeah.
You know the thing.
The cap,
so what I'm,
and trade yourself off.
We're not going to feel this, and we're not feeling this. People don't have a clue. Just like gas prices are going down now,
mm-hmm,
but it's
not by much.
Yeah, the whole lot over here.
It's
we're down to 320.
Yeah. 321.
Yeah.
I like
yeah.
your idea. We're going to start selling ourselves off. We're going to start seeing little ads in Craigslist. You know, nice black family looking for plantation situation.
What do you mean? There's going to be a lot of nice white families looking for plantation situation.
Average white family.
Why do you think the Mexican families are coming to America?
Average white family looking for overseer position.
Actually, you, only Jeff would find this funny, though. I mean, I'll be nice today.
Go ahead, try it.
No, I don't have to.
Okay.
I said only Jeff would find his footy. That's it enough.
You can put it on his website.
I'm the person that laughs at irony, because I think it's very poetic at times, and it's very very apropos because I know what God says about stuff, and when I see how he works in it, and I laugh at it because I'm seeing.
You can laugh at what you like.
I'm just saying.
It was kind of funny, too, until I thought about what he actually was saying. But
No. Understand. No, understand.
Right.
It's a terrible thing. I'm not trying to agree that we need to go through this. But we got to go, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody, afternoon with Tracy and friends. We'll be back here tomorrow afternoon, same time, same bat station, 12 o'clock p.m.
That is if the feds don't come and get us.
That's right. Avoid the rush. Listen to us. We'll see you back tomorrow. Diva, I'm coming to get you. I'm going to waterboard you.
Avoid the Mount Rushmore.
I'm
going to
start announcing that this coming Sunday we have the Players Express Entertainment fundraiser to benefit Jazz in the Park here in Youngstown, Ohio, and that is going to be from 7 to 11 featuring Hub's Groove out of Cleveland, Ohio. Yes.
What does that clock say?
It's almost done. We're ready to go. We got 2 minutes.
Oh, you got 2 minutes?
Yeah.
She's at 90 seconds.
Oh, well, you just made me mess up my announcement. Bye.
You've been listening to After.
They still left the mic open.